800-400-9913. 1-800-400-9913.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Workers die at a Colorado plant.
We knew that they were in trouble, but we just didn't think it would turn out like this.
President Bush poised to veto children's health care.
Stop the madness on Capitol Hill.
I do not see how the president can sleep at night.
Recommendations to tighten private security oversight in Iraq.
I thought they made a lot of sense.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It was news that rocked Georgetown, Colorado. Workers trapped by a chemical fire at a hydroelectric plant 30 miles west of Denver.
There were five people trapped in there, and they are deceased.
Clear Creek County Undersheriff Stu Ney says there are many questions that remain unanswered. Reporter Rick Salinger of CBS affiliate KCNC-TV says the workers were applying a sealant inside a tunnel when the fire broke out.
There was quite a bit of optimism in the beginning because they had communication from the men shortly after the fire began. They said they had breathing masks, and they were able to pump oxygen down into the pipe. But several hours later, when they finally reached the men, they were no longer alive.
In Washington today, a House committee launches a probe into the August mine disaster at Crandall Canyon, Utah, that claimed the lives of six miners and three rescuers. Now, this man, his voice disguised to protect his identity, used to work at a different mine for Murray Energy, the company that operated Crandall Canyon.
They put more emphasis on maybe production. And safety's like on the back burner.
Well, despite the political firestorm it's kicked up, the White House says there is no change in what President Bush will do today with a measure that expands federal health care coverage for kids.
The president is ready to veto the bill.
We believe our funding proposal is sufficient to cover the kids. We expect to be covered by SCHIP in the next 5 years.
Spokeswoman Dana Perino previewing the president's veto message. Illinois Democratic Senator Richard Durbin says the Bush plan would leave many children uninsured.
We know these kids, or many of them, are on the edge of a medical problem or even a medical disaster.
Following his veto, the president will call for renewed negotiations on the politically charged children's health insurance issue. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
With Blackwater and other private security forces in Iraq under intense scrutiny, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he's moving to bolster government oversight. We're live with CBS's Steve Kathan.
And Gates promises fast action on the report from a fact-finding team he sent to Iraq.
The recommendations from the group look very reasonable to me.
It's believed they called for more lawyers and investigators, more involvement from commanders, and a clear chain of accountability. Military law analyst Jack Einwechter.
If an investigative team doesn't get to the case immediately, oftentimes it'll be impossible to identify witnesses and gather other crucial evidence.
Iraqi investigators tell the New York Times the Blackwater shooting 2 weeks ago is worse than first thought, and the Washington Post reports private companies have used their weapons far more frequently in Iraq than has been admitted publicly. Nick?
In Iraq today, the Polish ambassador has been wounded in a Baghdad car bomb attack, and officials say the wounds are not serious. And north of the capital, sources say gunmen have abducted 13 Iraqi men at a fake checkpoint. This is the day a federal commission releases its final report on compensation and assistance for disabled vets. Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
More than 100 recommendations are expected to reform a system that hasn't had a full review since 1956. The 13 members of the commission worked on this for 3 years. They found veterans organizations reluctant to go along with any possible trimming of the monthly benefit checks. But there will be a proposal that veterans diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder need to be reevaluated from time to time to adjust or eliminate their benefit. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
But Texas apparently won't be executing any more inmates anytime soon, following last week's U.S. Supreme Court decision to review the constitutionality of lethal injections. The state's highest criminal appeals court last night stayed today's scheduled execution of a 28-year-old convicted killer. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. It was the grimmest possible outcome for a rescue effort to reach workers trapped in a tunnel at a hydroelectric plant near Georgetown.
The remaining five were reached by rescue workers who were unfortunately able to confirm their deaths.
The men were in a tunnel doing routine maintenance when a machine they were using started a chemical fire yesterday afternoon. They initially communicated they weren't hurt and had rushed uphill to get to a closed-off section above where that fire was burning. Last night, about 8 hours after the blaze erupted, The men were found dead. The driver of the pickup truck that hit and killed a Denver mother and her two kids will be going to prison for 48 years. Larry Trujillo pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide this summer, saying he wanted to spare the Bingham family and his own family from having to go through a trial. And former University of Northern Colorado backup punter Mitch Kozad is heading to prison after being sentenced to 7 years for stabbing a rival. He was convicted of stabbing starter Rafael Mendoza last September in an effort to get his job. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Looks like we're off to a great start. We don't have any worries around the metro area, at least no major problems on our highway. Southbound I-25 just starting to get busy now through Thornton and North Glen, of course. Same thing for eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny and warm day with a high of...
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
All right, 9 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going to be a nice day today. Sunny and a high of around 80. It was a great day yesterday. I went out and bicycled.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half, Mary and I bicycled along with my trainer, Keith. And we were like all over the place, including Coors Field and everywhere that you can think of. And had a great time. And people were real courteous. As a matter of fact, the only person who was rude was a guy who was on a bike. But everybody behind the wheel was great.
Did you wear your Lance Armstrong outfit?
No, I don't have a Lance Armstrong outfit. No. I just wore a t-shirt and a pair of shorts. That was about it. So I may do a little bit more bicycling today.
That's fun. And you live in a good area where there's lots of places you can go.
Well, so. Denver's a pretty bike-friendly town. I mean, there's a lot of these bike paths around here. And there's a lot of bike paths around in other communities as well. So it's not a bad way to burn off some weight.
Because if you get Mary to do it with you, that's all the better, you know.
Yeah.
That's something you can do together.
So I try to fight the last 25 pounds here. And it's a good experience. Really enjoyed it. So I've gone from making critical and harsh comments on the radio about bikers to now becoming one.
And so what trouble did the other biker give you?
He was going really, really, really fast, and he nearly hit Mary, and then he sweared at her.
So, yeah.
And then I sweared back
at
him.
Bike rage.
Yeah, no, I sweared back at him. But he kept going. And I'm in no condition to catch him, so I just let it go.
What about your trainer, Keith?
He could have caught him, but he's not. He doesn't have an explosive temper like I do. He just kind of, yeah, okay, pal. Because my trainer, Keith, can handle himself. This guy's in great shape. Plus, on top of that, he was a sergeant in the Marine Corps. I wouldn't mess with him. And he's got that whole thing that the service gives you. Which, now that I think about it, since I was on the air, yesterday, the day before, talking about being a kind of person where the glass is half empty as compared to half full. He's got that kind of self-assurance that a lot of people who go into the service get. And so maybe the government did me a disservice by allowing me to get out of the Draft Induction Center in Los Angeles in 1972 or 71 or whenever it was. I can't remember. But maybe they should have kept me and might have taught me something, and I wouldn't be the way I am today. So there's a lot to be said for that. Yesterday we were talking about S-CHIP, and one of the big things people always bring up about S-CHIP and about health care and about children's health care, one of the big things they always bring up is money, right? Isn't that like the root of everything, money? There's a report out this morning, the Associated Press. Listen to this. Federal employees wasted at least $146 million over a period in business or first-class airline tickets bought in violation of travel policies, congressional investigators say. A draft report by the Government Accountability Office obtained Tuesday by the Associated Press is the first to examine travel abuse across the federal government following reports of extensive misuse of premium-class travel by the Pentagon and its employees, also the Defense Department. $146 million of your money. Now, who are we talking about here? Well, how about this? An Agriculture Department executive took 25 premium class flights costing extra money, an extra expense that had been authorized by a subordinate. 32 State Department employees flew from Washington to Liberia in over a six-month period, and they all went first class. At the Pentagon, a political appointee took 15 premium class flights, citing security conditions as a justification for the $105,000 expense. 9 Justice Department employees charged the agency $35,000 for premium tickets to Frankfurt, Germany, claiming the flight time was over 14 hours. Aw. Can you believe this? Okay, why not? But then you get people who will call here and say, well, I'm not paying for, and I don't care about children's health. And they'll get into this whole thing. Well, look, right, left, in the middle, whatever difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference. Fact is, we're talking about kids, and we ought to have some degree of decency here when it comes to children. And I keep getting these comments from people about the feds wasting money, and they always have wasted money, regardless of who the administration is. But the government has grown bigger now than ever before, so let's tighten down on some of this stuff, and then we would have money for other things and other priorities. Fallout continues over the whole Rush Limbaugh story. On a September 28th broadcast of his radio show, host Mark Levin concluded that Media Matters is a criminal enterprise. And then, of course, Fox News went on the air and went beyond reporting Levin's remarks by inviting guests to debate the legality of the Media Watchdog Group. Now, look. A criminal enterprise. This is exactly what I'm talking about. How about how these folks make irresponsible statements, and then if you or I were to sit down and were to ask Levin, who's a lawyer, and by the way, not a very good talk show host. This is another one of these guys that he is where he is because of his affiliation with Sean Hannity. But if you were to ask Levin, who's a lawyer, okay, you made a public statement about a criminal enterprise. Please back up what you've just said about a criminal enterprise. Please back up the claim you're making. I don't think that Mr. Levin could back that claim up. And as a matter of fact, if I were in Media Matters shoes, I'd look at legal action against the guy. See, these folks will go, they'll stop at absolutely nothing to get their point across and to be as vicious as they possibly can. And any egregious behavior that we might make pales in comparison to what these guys do. And it astounds me and shocks me when I get email from these folks who say, well, you do exactly the same thing. I don't remember calling anybody a criminal. I've never called the Bush administration criminal. As a matter of fact, I think that's over the top and wrong. So somebody ought to step forward and say to Mr. Levin, whose show, by the way, is mercifully not carried here that I know of, somebody ought to say to Mr. Levin, all right, Mark, you're a lawyer. Back up what you just said. Don't have to insult him. Don't have to beat his head in. Verbally, I mean. Just ask him. Like, how do you define criminal enterprise, and where do you get your evidence of it being a criminal enterprise? Just like these people who are sending me emails now saying, oh, yes, Rush was right. Media Matters is a front organization for Hillary Clinton. Which is, you know, ridiculous. I mean, it's bogus. What's the difference between Media Matters for America and the Heritage Foundation? What's the difference? I don't see any difference at all in that. Don't see any difference. VoteVets.org, VoteVets.org has got an awesome television campaign that they're going to release today, I believe. It's going to start. And I don't know how much run they're going to have because I don't know how much money they have, but it's a guy who was injured in Iraq, and he's challenging Limbaugh. Do we have the audio of that? Let's play that.
More and more troops and veterans in Iraq believe George Bush's military policy has been a disaster. I am one of them. Rush Limbaugh called vets like me phony soldiers for telling the truth about Iraq. Rush, the shrapnel I took to my head was real. My traumatic brain injury was real. My belief that we are on the wrong course in Iraq is real. Until you have the guts to call me a phony soldier to my face, stop telling lies about my service.
Pretty effective, huh? Limbaugh, by the way, went after that guy and claimed that he was a, equated him with being a terrorist, or actually equated him with being a suicide bomber, where people strap ideas to him and then he walks out into the field, which I thought was, once again, there you go, down in the dirt, nasty comeback to a guy who was critically injured in Iraq. Unbelievable where these people will go. Unbelievable where these people will go. And one last little bit on this story. Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, called on Mark P. Mays, president of Clear Channel, the parent company of Limbaugh's broadcast, and also this one, and they own this station, and a whole bunch of others, Tuesday to respond to a letter signed by 41 Democrats that called on the network to publicly repudiate the comments. And Mark P. Mays said no. Mr. Limbaugh's comments have stirred a lot of emotion, and I have carefully read the transcript in question, Mays wrote. Given Mr. Limbaugh's history of support for our soldiers, it would be unfair for me to assume his statements were intended to personally indict combat soldiers simply because they didn't share his own beliefs regarding the war in Iraq. I hope that you understand and support my position that while I certainly do not agree with all the views that are voiced on our stations, I will not condemn our talent for exercising their right to voice them. Just a note to say thank you, Bill Clinton, and thank you, Al Gore, and thank you to all the lawmakers who signed on to the telecom bill in 1996. And
this is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
Right now, all wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, coming to the greater Denver area October 8th through 10th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why? Why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391 or register online at richdadeducation.com.
Listen, when it comes to my wrinkles, I don't care why I get them. And to be honest, I don't even care what fancy ingredients work to fight them. All I care about is that there's something out there that's going to make them disappear. Something that actually does what it promises. That's what I care about.
There is. It's called Dermatage, and it's a revolutionary new skincare system that reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles in just minutes. It even helps boost your own body's natural collagen production to help prevent them. And here's something you'll really care about. Right now, you can try Dermatage absolutely free That's right. We want you to try it free. We understand you don't want to know why you got wrinkles. You just want to know how to get rid of them. Call today for your risk-free trial of Dermatage and see the difference. Guaranteed. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Twenty-five minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk Sunday today. High of 80. John Turk says this is the best Eagles song ever done. I like this, but I don't know if it's the best.
Name a better Eagles tune.
Well, I run hot and cold on the Eagles. Sometimes I want to hear them, and sometimes I like them, and then sometimes I don't like them at all.
The Long Run, I think, is their best album. I think this was on the Long Run.
I don't know. I like them. I like them because they're part of that California rock tradition, which I love.
I like the Joe Walsh stuff the best, really.
And I like Joe Walsh. But I run hot and cold on the Eagles. But, you know, there's so much stuff we don't ever play. There's so much stuff we never play, either because we don't have it or we forget about it and we just don't bring it up. We just don't remember it. So I encourage everybody out there to go to am760.net. And email us song suggestions, because if we possibly have them, we'll play them for you. But a lot of times, we just don't have them, or we've just forgotten about them totally. And you can't count on me to come up with anything, because look what I did yesterday. All of a sudden, in the middle of this intense discussion, I started thinking about this guy, PJ Proby. I mean, nobody even knows who he is.
We had one listener that did.
Yeah, one listener. So it's like, that shows you where my head's at, right? Like, you know, I'm in all this obscure stuff, which is terrible. It's a terrible curse to be in all this obscure material and all this obscure music. Like, does anybody remember the Lost Gonzo Dog Band? I don't even think we have anything by them. How about the Fugs? I just remember this stuff. Because it used to be in this day and age, it used to be in this country. And I feel sorry for those of you that are younger who don't remember this, and maybe this is, maybe I'm aggrandizing it with time passing now, but FM radio, an early FM radio, was this huge explosion of all this great music, and there weren't any of these tight playlists, and you could hear all kinds of stuff. Now, I guess in this day and age, that's exactly why people are going to iPods, and that's exactly why people are downloading music. And a lot of folks got on my case when I got on the air here and said, well, I don't understand downloading. Well, you know what? I do understand downloading. I just don't use an iPod. I just don't have any real reason to use one, although I suppose I could get one of those hookups where you could put an iPod in your car and use it. And then go download music. I mean, I'm still in the mode of buying CDs, which they, you know, the industry says CDs are disappearing. And so I don't know, for those of you that are heavily into music, I don't know if you get that experience by going to the Apple Music Store or various other sites on the internet. There's a bunch of them out there. And seeing something and saying, oh, I think I'll check that out. And then being excited about finding it. Where in the days when FM radio truly was FM radio, they would play unique stuff. And your mind would be blown. And then you'd go to your friends and say, hey, what about this? And everybody would be talking about it. So I have no historical, you know, reference or grasp of all of that.
And what I fear is happening now is that radio is becoming irrelevant to younger people, and that they're downloading and iPodding and doing all of that. And I can't hardly blame them. I can't hardly blame them, because I've said this on the air before. I mean, to me, a lot of radio, a lot of what's on the dial is absolutely boring. It sucks. And there are a lot of us inside this business who know that it's terrible. But we're just not in a position to do anything about it. We're not in a position to change anything. But we know it's bad. We know it's bad. It's just like monolithic thought is bad. And if you drive, I've said this before, you drive from here, anywhere east, west, north, south, you go down the radio dial on the AM side, and what you're going to hear is you're going to hear the same syndicated piped-in programming that you can hear in your own hometown, plus they all take the same political view, which is, oh my God, we're being victimized, they're all out to get us, they're coming to get us, blah, 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 on and on. That whole same scenario goes on all over the place. And after a while, once you've heard this, it's like Eric Bullard said yesterday, once you've heard this, I mean, you've heard it all. What's the difference? There's no connection anymore. Now, obviously people listen to this. These stations do fairly well. So there's got to be some kind of connection between the 25 to 54-year-olds and the 35 to 64-year-olds who listen to these radio stations. God knows, I don't know what that connection is. I don't mind saying this is 6:31 in the morning, 31 minutes after the hour, because I figure management's asleep and they won't catch me. You know who the most compelling guy on the radio is in this town? The single most compelling guy on the radio, I think. Not for everybody, but I feel he's the most compelling guy in town. John, who do you think I'm talking about?
You want me to say who I think you're talking about? Jim Rome?
Yep, Jim Rome. Who does sports talk? Who's really got his own shtick going? And sometimes he's boring, but a lot of the time he's very, very intriguing. But it isn't the same stuff over and over again. And that's the problem with music radio, too. With music radio, same stuff over and over and over again. About the widest playlist in town, and the most diverse radio station going, and the station that's got the nicest sound is KBCO. But they're alone. KBCO is there by themselves. And there might be a couple of others in town, but there's not too many. And when we were growing up, this is what it was like. It was like you didn't dare miss a second of AM radio and of top 40 radio and then what they used to call freeform FM, because you wanted to hear the latest music. You wanted to hear what was going on. You wanted to hear people who talked to you in your language about the things that mattered to you most. You had intimacy with those folks that were on the air and the music that they played. Do you think that radio fits up to that now? And I know I'll get emails from people who will say, well, that's why I have Sirius or XM in my car. Well, I've had both of those too. I'm sorry. They suck also. Tight playlists. Bad air personalities.
Yeah, I've had Sirius for about 2 years, Jay, and it's funny that you bring that up, because I was having the same argument with Stace the other day. I was like, I'm sick of hearing the same stuff on these channels.
That's right, over and over again, and voice tracking. Like, nobody there. It's not intimate, it's not live, it's like voice tracking.
They do have the Grateful Dead channel, though.
Well, they have some of those specialty channels, but that's not... It's still tight, and plus, on top of that, you're paying for it. Which makes it even worse.
All right, I got a bunch of people lined up here who want to talk about this. 303-713-7600. I never get tired of talking about the terrible, terrible shape that radio's in. And I figure one of these days management will catch me, and then, you know, we'll come to blows. But I got to tell you, I've been in this since I've been 13 years of age. And God Almighty, I'm bored. No, I don't mean bored. I don't mean I'm bored with being here with you. What I'm saying is, when I leave here, I'm bored. I just do not want to hear the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And that's what it is. It's the same thing over and over and over and over. And when was the last time? And then I'll go to traffic with Gina, but let me ask this question. When was the last time you had on a talk show? Or a music station. And you went, oh, wow, did you hear that? And you laughed out loud. I can't remember the last time. And that's my theory as to why you die, too. I think you die because you become old, bitter, and disenfranchised, and that's the reason that you fade off the planet. All right, 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here, 303-713-7600. And let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jane, nothing out of the ordinary here in the metro area. Eastbound 6th Avenue just starting to slow down between Sheridan and I-25. Pretty much the same for your southbound arteries, southbound I-25 coming through Thornton North Glen and southbound 225 through the DTC. We do have a crash out in Byers, westbound I-70. Watch out for it. It's right near Byers. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, sunny and warm with a high of 81. Looks like right now, partly cloudy and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 festive designs, all just 29 cents.
You walk into CC's because it's today. And today you long for freedom. Freedom to pile your plate high. To load it with pizza and pasta topped off with a hefty slice of, oh yeah. Today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's always a day away. Do the math. That's infinity, my friend. So welcome to CC's, the endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet for under $5. Almost too good to be true.
Visit cc'spizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Good girl, Duchess.
Hi, I'm Sarah Silverman, and a lot of people ask me, Sarah, have you changed at all since the success of your show? And I tell them, absolutely not. I put my $500 jeans on one leg at a time, like anybody else, with the help of my assistant. And I have the same hopes, dreams, and boats as anybody else.
The new season of the Sarah Silverman program starts tonight at 10:30, 9:30 Central, right after the season premiere of South Park, only on Comedy Central.
I got this horse to match my outfit.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
Before they kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's us.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 Central on Sci-Fi.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting is great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Plans offer more benefits than original Medicare at predictable prices. Call today for more information and to find out if you qualify for financial assistance at 1-800-400-9913. It's important to choose the right health plan. Call Secure Horizons Plans for more information. Get the most out of Medicare. Call 1-800-400-9913. 1-800-400-9913.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Somebody wanted to hear this from Commander Cody. This song originally done by Johnny Bond.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Yeah, that's the West Coast kind of swing country movement that
really souped up that
originated out of Capitol Records. 6:40 minutes after the hour here. You know the Capitol Tower in Hollywood. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny high today, 80. J. Marvin, just an old man with his bitter memories, broken down psychotic ailments, and endless crabbing and bitching about the changing world around him. It's time for Jay to retire. Or go into forced retirement. Get the hell out. You can't adopt to the modern ways. I want to be like Von Dutch and just live in a school bus somewhere. I don't think Mary would be too thrilled by that. Let's go to Judy in Boulder. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I just had something to say about the downloading thing in the iPods.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I don't say it's necessarily a terrible thing, but when that's all that you ever listen to, it's everything by your own choice. And you don't ever have to listen to what other people's choices are. And maybe it's because I'm a KBCO listener, but there's a lot of good things and community things on the radio. And it kind of makes you part of a bigger group and part of your own community. And something, you know, that, well, I have to listen to their song, but then they're going to listen to my song. Like, you know, a give and take thing. And plus, a lot of times you hear things that you wouldn't have ever thought of putting on your iPod.
Well, I think that's right. I think that's really a valid point. And in the old days when FM freeform music radio used to be big,
mm-hmm.
People walked around. It's like you walked around and looked at somebody else and started to talk to them about it, and they went, yeah, I get it. And you said, yeah, I get it. And uh-huh. We all knew what was going on in the community. And it used to be in talk radio that if you rolled through a town, you could turn on the local talk station, because what you'd do is you'd hear people talking about issues as it related to the local community. Now you've got some guy just broadcasting out of New York City out of a satellite, and it's like there's no localism involved.
Yeah. I listen to you, and I listen to KBCO, so I guess maybe I missed out on that. I don't do Sirius or anything like that.
Well, I listen to KBCO, too, and I think they're just a great radio station. And you know what they are?
They are part of our community.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. They're more than that. You know what they are? They're a national treasure.
Yes, they are. You're right.
All right?
They really are. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Judy.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay, let's go to Kurt in Littleton. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, Jay, you're not that bad, and you don't have a temper. You just appear to have one. You know, I'm just really joking, but we're going to send you some Perry Como records.
I like Perry Como.
Yeah, well, sure. No, that's part of what we missed, is we used to sit by the radio and in anticipation of the next song. Well, what was the next song? Stuff like Nat King Cole and Mona Lisa. You know, those classics. The great music.
The great music of our life.
Yeah, but I wanted to also make a comment about the rest of with Rush Limbaugh. It's really a question more than anything else. Do you think that the animosity between the two sides, so to speak, is getting to such a fevered pitch that there's no hope down the road for us to be the one house that can stand as opposed to the house divided that cannot stand?
I think it's going to take a lot of time to heal up what's going on here. I think it's going to take a lot of time to put the pieces back and to get the jack back in the box. I think it's going to take a long, long time to get it done, because we are right now at a very, very vitriolic, very, very loud pitch.
Yes.
And I would remind everybody out there that if you take a very close look at all of this, it's all done for one reason and one reason only. Profits, money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I know that's just like with the major media, the you know, five wealthy corporations.
So I mean, that's why you have what you have going on, and that's why the whole thing just seems to be, the whole state of radio in a lot of ways just seems to be in decline, because the, here's something. I wish somebody would comment on this. We never have a discussion about what would be good for the country. We never have a discussion about what would be right for the country. We never have a discussion about doing something because it's right. We have to squabble over everything and go through cost analysis and all of this kind of political wrangling and filtering through people's political viewpoints, instead of saying, well, listen, you know, this is just not a good idea, and this would be a better idea, and why don't we try something, instead of sitting there and ripping the flesh off our own bones in an ideological battle.
That's exactly the way I feel. See, I think that if we all committed ourselves to finding one good idea on the other side, you know, that's not totally stupid or not irretrievably stupid, but they might have one good idea, and we'll take that in and mesh that with our own, and they do the same with us. Now, maybe,
yeah, let's
maybe
look,
a stretch.
Look, if we don't figure out a way to work things out here, we're dead. And unfortunately, the business I work in is not contributing to the better mental health of the country. It's contributing to the worse mental health of the country. Kurt, thanks, man.
You bet, man.
Appreciate it. All right, let's go to James in Fort Collins. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going, James?
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm good. I wanted to make a few points. I think that there is some good radio in this town. I'm younger and I have different tastes in music than you do. But I think KBPI and KTCL, they both, even though they play like the major artists and the platinum sellers, they both also play a lot of obscure, smaller stuff and even some local stuff.
Yeah, I would grant you. I would grant you that I'm wrong in that, and that you are right about that. That is true. They do, and I know they do, and I know that there are people working on those radio stations, folks like Uncle Nasty and others over there, who really, really work to put on the most entertaining and compelling programming that they possibly can.
Yep. Another thing I wanted to say about finding good music, one of the best resources I've ever found is the music section in Barnes & Noble. They have this little digital thing called Red.net.
Mm-hmm.
And you go look up an artist that you like, and it'll give you, and you can click on similar artists, and it may be very, you know, remotely similar or, you know, very similar, but it'll give you like 15 different options. And a lot of times it's stuff you never hear on the radio, or it only gets played out on the East Coast, or it's really obscure stuff, and that's how I found a great deal of my music, is just going there and looking up similar artists. And then I read a lot of music magazines, and other artists, you know, they throw out props to stuff that they listen to, and that's almost always obscure. And so I go and see what they're listening to, and a lot of times I like it, and sometimes I don't.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. When we were younger... Younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get all of this via the radio.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have this. And I'll tell you something else. There's no regionalism anymore either. Now, here's something. I don't know if you've ever heard this song or not. I don't know if you know this song or not. But the song Gloria by Them. Have you ever heard that song?
Can't say that I have.
Okay, let's see if we got that in the vault. Because I think if you heard it, you might recognize it. But we may have the other version.
Mm-hmm.
Here, remember this? Have you ever heard this? And the... No, Van Morrison and Them had the first hit of it.
You know, she comes around.
Remember this?
Yeah, it's ringing a bell.
You're not 5 feet four. I'm from my head to the ground. You know, she comes around here.
Yeah, it's really a song about a guy seeing a prostitute. Okay. So if you grew up on the West Coast and parts of the Western United States, that was the hit version you heard. But if you grew up in the Midwest and the East Coast, the version you heard was by a Chicago group called Shadows of Night. So you didn't know about that until you went to visit relatives, or you happened to find yourself for whatever vacation or whatever the thing is with your parents or whatever, and you listen to local rock and roll and you went, oh, wow, I've never heard that version before. We don't have that now. We don't have that anymore. And you don't go to the radio to find out this stuff. Now you go to places like you're talking about.
That's true.
And isn't that a shame? Don't you miss that? Or maybe you don't miss it because you never had it. I don't know. You have to tell me.
I would have to say I don't miss it because I never had it. That's my perspective. My coming of age in the late 90s it just wasn't there.
See, and that breaks my heart. That breaks my heart that the inability of us in this business to be able to get you to go to 5 or 6 of your friends or 70 of your friends and say, "Hey, did you hear this? Can you believe what I heard?"
Mm-hmm.
And everybody talks about it. We don't have that anymore.
Well, I actually disagree with that. I think that still exists, but it's not because of what you heard on the radio or the regionalism like what you had back in the day. But today it's, you know, that word of mouth still happens, but it's because of different avenues, like the magazines or the Internet.
Right, exactly. And to me, that's a shame that radio's allowing this to happen. Hey, James.
Yeah.
Okay, if I were going to go download one thing right now that you recommend that I have to have, what would it be?
Oh, I think our tastes are so vastly different, I don't know if I could.
Well, lay something on me, and I'll try it.
How about Fragile by Lacuna Coil?
Okay, I got it written down. I'm on it.
Cool, man.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I miss a lot of stuff out there. All right, 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour. Anybody else want to chime in on this? 303-713-7600 about radio and about music and about, well, the changing world we live in 2007. And I'd love to get more people like James because I don't want to look at this from a totally, completely baby boomer perspective because baby boomers are extremely self-absorbed, boring, and besides, we need male enhancers to carry out our lives at this point, apparently. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're in good shape so far. Westbound I-76, though, you will find starting to stack up toward I-25. Pretty much the same thing if you're on eastbound 270 between I-76 and Vasquez. And, of course, southbound I-25 heavy now into downtown 38 to Speer. Weather outlook today, expect it to be a nice day. Sunny but warm with a high of 81. Tonight, we'll get a few clouds moving in, low of 49. Right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 05 Escape for just $12.9. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 05 Escape today for just $12.9 only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd Dow Pine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Join AM-760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival. October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a six-pack.
The 2007 Denver Tour of Solar Homes is this Saturday. If you've been thinking of going solar or building green, then you can't miss the Denver Tour of Solar Homes. Nearly 20 beautiful homes will be showcased. Hurry, there's still room on the bus tour. The Denver Tour of Solar Homes, this Saturday. To register, contact Kress at 303-806-5317. That's 303-806-5317 or Kress-Energy.org. Kress-Energy.org.
52 minutes after the hour here on AM-760, Progressive Talk. There used to be a large dose of carnival-like atmosphere in radio. And you would deal with everything. You would deal with the absurd. You would deal with the melodramatic. You would deal with the funny. And you'd also deal with the serious. And right now I'm going to deal with the serious. John and I were just having a discussion off the air about this. Look, you know what? You want to get a good deal on a car, the place to go is Rockies. John's sister is talking about going out to Rockies. She's been there before, so she would be a repeat customer, which is exactly what I've been talking about the last couple of days. That's how Rockies has been able to stay in business since 1982, because people keep going back time and time again. You're not going to go anyplace where you're going to get treated any better than Rockies, and the deals out there are tremendous. Right now, they're matching down incentives going on. They've got numerous ways to finance. They've got a huge selection. I mean, the place is just stuffed to the gills with fabulous vehicles, previously owned, clean, late model vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs. You can see them online at RockiesAutos.net on the internets, or get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear and my other friends out of Rockies, because they'll definitely take care of you. Rockies, they're open tonight until 9, because they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, no better place to go. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
The real estate market is in the pits. Bad news for some people, but incredible investment opportunities for others. If you ever thought about building wealth by investing in real estate, now is the best time. Take advantage of the market before it's too late. I'm Tom Martino, inviting you to the 10th Annual Real Estate Investors Wealth Building Convention, October 13th and 14th, sponsored by the Colorado Association of Real Estate Investors. Details at realestateconvention.com or call 888-58-REAL-ESTATE. That's 888-58-REAL-ESTATE.
Are you looking for a home equity loan? LendingTree's loan specialist can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Wow, I'm on a radio ad. You can hear me in your car, in the shower, or if you're a crazy person, in your teeth.
The Sarah Silverman Program. New season starts tonight at 10:30, 9:30 Central, only on Comedy Central.
I'm on the radio. Naked.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Go fans clutching, pulling out gas,
double barrel,
blew off the burning kind of.
This is a Wu-Tang Clan.
Bring it to them proper.
Via request.
Yeah, we talked about this before. I got to break it down someday and do it again. Please inform me what it is about rap that is that is so appealing. But look, I got different tastes, I guess. You know, I want to hear something by Towns Van Zandt, like Pancho and Lefty. 6:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you talking about radio. And hi today, 80. Not only talk, but also music. And about the fact that there's just not much compelling out there anymore. John and Aurora. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. I want to say that I think that what's happening to radio is true with a lot of culture right now. Alvin Toffler talked about denazification of society, about how we're getting specific needs. So I think I can go out and find whatever type of genre of music I really want, but it may not have mass appeal, right? So.
Well, you were always able to do that, though. That's always been in existence.
Easily, though. It's much, much easier now with the internet, especially, to do that. I mean, if I'm into, post-apocalyptic Irish techno or something, you can find that. You couldn't find that on the radio anywhere, but you can find it now. And it's happening in radio, too, with, like, Sirius or XM. You can get your specific genre that only you want to, listen to.
That's how they market themselves, but if you ever have any of those services for a prolonged period of time, that turns out not really to be true. Most of what goes on in there is standardized. It's the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah, with any genre, that's true, yeah.
Because what's going on is, let me tell you what's going on is, the folks that are controlling that are the same folks that used to be involved in commercial broadcasting radio, and they still, to this day and age, they still haven't learned their lesson.
Which is what?
Diversity and compelling, entertaining radio equals listeners. They just don't get that. Content is everything. And most people in management do not get that content is everything. That to them, bottom line and doing it the cheapest way is everything.
I would think it'd be cheap to get a lot of basically unheard of bands, though. Wouldn't that be cheaper? I would think than paying the licensing fees on more popular music.
Well, in theory, it might be, but they also have this feeling that unfamiliarity breeds tune out. That's also another thing you start getting
you
into.
You don't think that's true?
I think it's true sometimes. I think it depends on how it's presented. I think presenting it and packaging it is everything. That's the key. KBCO proves that. John, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we'll take a look at the Supreme Court session coming up and how it affects us. And then also the story of a school that says no-no to boo-hoo. And I want your help on this, so stick around.
People everywhere, the way they show they care, makes me want to say it's a beautiful world.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, coming to the greater Denver area October 8th through 10th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. President Bush is set to use his veto pen for only the fourth time. Sometime in the next hour, he's expected to kill a bill that would expand the children's health insurance program. Live to CBS's Mark Noller at the White House. Mark, why the veto and will it stick?
Frank, the president has repeatedly said he cannot accept a $35 billion five-year increase in funding for the measure known as S-CHIP. He objects to coverage for children in more well-to-do families who have private insurance. But Senate Democrat Bob Casey blasts Mr. Bush for being unwilling to compromise.
He should have worked with the Congress. He didn't do that. He did the usual my way or the highway.
The measure is veto-proof in the Senate, but will likely be sustained in the House. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
What should have been a routine repair job took a deadly turn when the fire broke out in a hydroelectric plant water tunnel west of Denver. The fire killed five workmen. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger's on the scene in Georgetown, Colorado.
The question now is, how did the fire begin and why did the workers die? They were coating the inside of the long pipeline with an epoxy solution. There is speculation a piece of equipment may have touched off the fire. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation and OSHA are among the agencies investigating.
Southern California immigration agents have had a busy couple of weeks. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, who, when, where, and why?
1,300 immigrants, Frank, most with criminal records over the last 2 weeks, all over Southern California in homes, job sites, and jails. Half have already been deported. Some will face prison here. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it's just a simple crackdown enforcing laws under new pressure from Washington. But officials tell the L.A. Times there's been more cooperation with local police, making the sweep more effective. Frank?
Sounds like a scene from a movie, but it was a slice of real life. A man wandering through the Newport Beach, California home of film star Nicolas Cage, wearing one of Cage's jackets and not a stitch more. There goes the neighborhood.
Security here is pretty strict, and for some guy to get into his house... Jeez.
Cage told the intruder to leave the jacket and leave his house. He did, and a security guard took him in tow. In St. Paul, Minnesota, parents are having a hard time understanding how seven middle school children could ingest crystal meth.
Just concerned that of any kids this young would have access to drugs.
Police say a 14-year-old girl brought it to school. All of the students who swallowed the drug were treated and sent home. Overseas, former President Carter gave Sudanese officials a piece of his mind when they told him he couldn't meet with Darfur refugees. Burma's military rulers aren't letting up on pro-democracy groups. Acting U.S. Ambassador Sherry Villarosa says troops have been rounding up government opponents in the middle of the night.
There's terrible things happening in this country.
And North Korea has announced a year-end deadline to disable its main nuclear reactor. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
Norman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Okay, listen. You hear that? That, my friend, is the sound of the future. Yep, the extended range electric car is coming. It's the concept Chevy Volt. And all those engineering students who got straight A's in physics, they're designing the batteries right now. Think about it. Up to 40 miles a day without a drop of gasoline. Now, this assumes a fully charged battery and actual mileage may vary. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Authorities in Georgetown now in recovery mode, working to remove the bodies of five workers found dead in a water tunnel at a hydroelectric plant.
Our sympathies absolutely go out with the families.
The men were trapped in the tunnel yesterday afternoon after a chemical fire broke out when a machine they were using to coat the inside of the four-foot-wide pipe with epoxy caught fire.
A fire occurred in the penstock where work was taking place. Workers were about 1,500 to 2,000 feet underground.
Now, the men initially communicated they were not injured and had rushed uphill to get to a closed-off section above where the fire was burning. Hope started fading several hours later when rescuers on the surface lost radio contact with the men. State investigators are on the scene still trying to figure out what happened. A new survey shows the number of black-tailed prairie dog colonies in Colorado has grown about 25% over the past 5 years. Colorado Division of Wildlife found 800,000 acres of colonies across the state in its most recent survey. It collected the information using low-flying aircraft to identify potential habitat and says the acreage figures are likely to be a minimum estimate. And a heavily traveled tunnel on eastbound I-70 near Glenwood Canyon expected to reopen today after a six-month shutdown to repair a crack. The two-lane bore was closed in late March because of a 70-foot-long crack in the ceiling. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like we've got our first crash of the morning. It is downtown, or as you're headed toward downtown, southbound I-25, right near 58th. It's off on the right-hand shoulder, so just watch out as you head through there and expect some delays for sure getting down toward downtown into the area around Spear. Eastbound C-470 starting to stack up now through Littleton. We've got southbound 225 very heavy now through the DTC Yosemite toward I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today should be sunny, warm with a high of 81. Right now partly cloudy and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 05 Escape for just $12.9. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 05 Escape today for just $12.9 only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd Dow Pine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, all wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looks like it's going to be a great day today. Sunny, high of 80. Good morning. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 707, 7 minutes after 7. The U.S. Supreme Court has begun a new term during which it will hear cases involving terror suspects, legal rights, and the use of lethal injections. The court will also review state laws requiring voters to show a photo ID. And this is an area in which this administration has had a lot of success in transforming the courts, particularly the Supreme Court and the federal court system. And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to focus in on this a little bit, and we've invited on Amanda Turkle, who is Deputy Research Director and Deputy Editor of the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org at the Center for American Progress. And Amanda, good morning, and it's nice to have you on.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, a lot of folks do not look very closely at what goes on with the Supreme Court and know little or nothing about what happens with the federal courts, yet they have swung dramatically to the right. And the reason that I wanted to get into this is because we often have people who, when they vote, they want to vote on one big issue, healthcare, Iraq, whatever. And if they don't get exactly what they want out of the candidate they're looking at or the candidate who's the nominee, then they have a tendency to, and I do this too sometimes, they have a tendency to want to walk away. But there's a lot more to holding the nation's highest office than just those topics, and the courts are one of them. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, what happens when we elect a president is that not only will the presidency be in that person's power, so if we elect a Republican president, not only will the executive branch become Republican, but he will likely try to appoint justices onto the Supreme Court, making that branch Republican, too. So already we have two out of three branches in that party's control. And that's what happened with Bush. He appointed Chief Justice Roberts and Samuel Alito to be on the court, who have swung it dramatically to the right. We now have four justices joined by Thomas and Scalia, who always vote together, another four liberal justices on the right. And then we have Anthony Kennedy in the middle, who largely determined the direction of the court last term and will probably do so again this term.
So the issues that are coming before the court this time around, things such as rights involving terrorist suspects, lethal injections, the whole photo ID controversy. How are those expected to fare under this court?
You named three of the biggest cases. Let's go with the detainee one because that one seems to be getting the most attention. The court already struck down this case in 2004 and 2006. What it is, it's challenging the Bush administration's indefinite detention of detainees. And, you know, the Bush administration has said you don't get any right to habeas corpus. You can't challenge your detention in the court. This case would look at, is that true? And what's interesting is that the court had already said, we're not going to take this case, and then said, well, we'll take it up now, meaning that you need five justices to reconsider a case, meaning that Anthony Kennedy may want to look at this case and might rule against the Bush administration. So this could potentially be a really big blow for the Bush administration.
Now, the court ages, and with the aging comes opportunities for further appointments. What happens if we were to get, I'll just pick somebody out of the pile here from the Republican Party. Let's say we ended up with Rudy Giuliani.
Well, Rudy Giuliani, what's interesting is that there are nine justices on the Supreme Court. What a lot of people don't know is that there can be as many or as few justices as the president wants. There could be 20 justices on the Supreme Court. So say Rudy Giuliani gets in. If a justice leaves who's liberal, Giuliani will appoint a conservative in the place. And the court then, every ruling will be conservative because, as we found out, the Supreme Court more and more is hyperpartisan. Or Giuliani could decide, I still want the court to be conservative and appoint another justice and make it 10 people. So, you know, elections do have consequences.
Okay, so unless we get, well, you got to be careful about who you vote for and who you pick, because what's going to end up happening is it's going to influence the court, and you never know when a justice may retire or decide to quit for whatever reason, like Sandra Day O'Connor did. That leaves an opening. But I interrupted about the topics, and I didn't mean to do that. Let's look at lethal injections. Where do you think that's going to come?
Well, that one is interesting. It's looking at whether the current method of lethal injection violates the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. And a lot of states use lethal injections, so this could have huge reverberations throughout the country. And the last time, Justice Kennedy actually has shown himself to be a huge opponent of the death penalty. So if they vote on this case, Kennedy could vote with the liberal bloc and say that it is a violation. So that one is another one where it could actually go against what the Bush administration may want.
All right. And the last one, which is this is a very controversial idea, and I always thought the way I read the Constitution and the way I would read previous rulings on this, wouldn't this amount to a poll tax, the idea that you'd have to show a photo ID?
It definitely amounts to a type of poll tax, or, you know, it's basically what a lot of people say is a Jim Crow era law. I mean, these voter ID laws saying you have to show an ID in order to vote, this hits at poor and minorities and the elderly the hardest. And coincidentally, a lot of them tend to vote Democratic, and which is perhaps then not surprising that we saw Karl Rove pushing for this quite a bit, and he was pushing for in the swing states that he needed to win the presidential election. So, you know, these cases, there's not a lot of evidence that there is a lot of voter fraud across the country.
No, and there's there's very little evidence of any voter fraud by, like, illegal immigrants voting.
Right.
That's another canard that these folks come up with.
And so these cases are completely political, and we'll see how the Supreme Court comes out. But I wouldn't be surprised to see all the conservatives voting with the administration, showing just how political these cases are.
The Supreme Court's not supposed to be that hyper-partisan, is it?
Not at all. And what's interesting is that in the past, justices such as Anthony Kennedy and Sandra Day O'Connor were appointed by conservatives, but they ended up not always voting conservative, showing just how truly independent they were. But now there's such a thorough vetting process, there's so much hyper-partisanship, that it doesn't look likely that Roberts and Alito will ever veer from the Bush administration's line.
Even long after the Bush administration is gone?
Probably not. I mean, we'll see. You know, it took O'Connor and Kennedy quite a while to change, so we'll see if it takes them. You know, maybe after some time they will.
Yeah, maybe if they're free of their masters, right?
Right.
All right. Andrea, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really, Amanda, I'm sorry. Amanda, thank you so much for your time. You're not related to Studs Terkel, are you?
I think very, 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 very distantly, maybe.
Well, that would be, you know what, listen, I mean, if you had said to me, yeah, well, he was my grandfather, I think that would be just really cool, because he's a cool individual. Amanda, thank you so much for being on the program and breaking this down and explaining it to us. And I hope people realize out there that when you do vote for the Senate, when you do vote for the president, that you got to be careful about who you vote for, because it has far-reaching effects beyond just the immediate, correct?
Correct.
All right. Amanda, thanks, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. There's Amanda Terkel, Deputy Research Director and Deputy Editor of Progress Report and ThinkProgress.org at the Center for American Progress, and she's talking about the Supreme Court. And that's what I keep trying to argue with people about things like Iraq and everything else, that, yeah, okay, those things are important, but there's other things going on out there that are just as important, and the court system is just as important. And so what do you want to do? You want to push the court system more to the right? And the court system shouldn't be hyper-partisan. And the sad thing about this country is, the really sad thing about this country is, I would suspect that if I ask you directly face on about this, and I think you were to be really, really honest with me, and I think you would get it from both political sides, and you'd also get it from people who are like kind of the sandwich of democracy, because they're the stuff in the middle, I think all of us would say, how much trust do you have in your government institutions, including the Supreme Court, the executive branch, and the legislative branch, and just government in general? And most of us would say low trust factor, that we don't trust our government, and it doesn't make any difference what side of the political spectrum you're on. That's where you rest. And if you stop and think about that, that's really sad. And the key to the future is going to be who can come in and who can restore that trust, and who can get it back to the point where when the Supreme Court has a ruling on a case, or a lower court has a ruling on a case, or it's anything involving the federal government, that you're willing to go along with it and you're willing to have trust in it. The bond of trust between the American public, all sides of the political spectrum, and the government of the United States of America, I think, is largely shattered. Now, if you think I'm wrong, and you don't think that's true, 303-713-7600, and you can tell me, and you can make a case for trusting the government.
So CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings. It seems Frankie was too good for dial-up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor. And at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Eat your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
An energy study is being conducted on residential homes. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills. To be a part of this study, call Thermal Advantage at 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Are you looking for a home equity loan? LendingTree's loan specialist can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I called up my friend Leroy on the phone. I said, buddy, I'm afraid to be alone. 'Cause I got some weird ideas in my head about things to do in Denver when you're dead.
Now, Warren, late Warren Zevon. I gotta bring in Carmelita one of these days and play it. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 80. And there's a town hall meeting coming up tonight on civil liberties. It's the Real ID Act, and it's sponsored by the Colorado ACLU. And there are going to be a number of folks there, and it's going to be moderated by the world's smartest man and Denver resident, David Sirota. David, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay.
How's the book coming, by the way?
I got 9 days until deadline. I got just the conclusion left, so it's coming good. Coming well.
Are you under pressure, Dave?
I am under pressure.
So we call you and go like, hey, can you come on the radio and talk about 15 or 16 topics?
Instead of... I don't mind. It's good to get away from the computer for a few minutes.
Instead of writing. All right, talk about this town hall meeting. This is a chance for people not only to take part in this vital discussion about the Real ID Act, but also to meet you if they haven't met you. It's going to be at the Colorado History Museum, 1300 Broadway in Denver, and talk a little bit about it.
We're going to be talking about the Real ID Act, which passed a couple years ago, which basically is trying to create a national ID card. Why is that scary or troubling? Because basically all of people's information would be put into a central database, which, you know, who knows where that information would go. Right now we have many separate systems, which, because they're separate, tends to protect the sharing of our private data. The Real ID Act obviously would make that very sort of take that away, and really is a would impinge on our civil liberties. And you don't got to believe me. You know, we have a diverse group that's going to be speaking about this, including a national security consultant, a guy from the Cato Institute, the very conservative think tank in Washington, and the Independence Institute, the conservative think tank here in Colorado. And we're going to discuss how the Real ID Act would work, and how, most importantly, how to stop it from being implemented in this state. And a couple states have already told the federal government, no way, we're not doing this. Back where when I lived in Montana, we passed a law to the legislature there and said, we're not complying with this. You can go take your Real ID Act and keep it in Washington, D.C. We're not implementing it here. So that's what we're going to be discussing.
Is there? I haven't heard any legislator here, although maybe I'm wrong about this, I haven't heard any legislator here talk about being in favor of it. Have you?
No, I haven't. And the issue is, can we get a bill through the legislature to say that we're not going to, that Colorado is not going to comply with the Real ID Act, like Montana? I know there was a bill up in Idaho too to do this. So that's really, I think, what we want to get out of this is whether we can start building the political grassroots political support to push a bill through the legislature that says, you know, privacy is important, civil liberties are important, and we're not submitting to some, you know, national ID card. I mean, for me, you know, as the grandson of immigrants, you know, when I hear national ID card, I sort of think about, you know, my grandparents back in Eastern Europe, you know, when the guards come over and say, papers, please. You know, that's not the kind of country we live in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I think of. Or some Latin American dictatorship.
Right.
Where they want to see your cedula or whatever to make sure that you voted.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think any. I can't understand how anybody, right, left, in the middle, or anywhere else, would think that this was a good idea, and that anybody would be comfortable with having to have a national ID card. I mean, I think there's a case to be made for security because of the times we live in. But what? You know, that battle's not worth fighting if you end up losing your own individual liberties in the process.
That's absolutely right. And I think that you know, a more sane strategy would be to leave states able to do this, but just implementing some basic standards, if you will. I mean, obviously we all want, you know, you want to make sure that the ID cards in each state that are issued are secure, are accurate, and by the way, that the data that's being collected doesn't get shared. But the idea that you need one national system, easily exploitable for information sharing, that's really where we get into this. And what's frightening is, I mean, particularly now, I mean, we've seen, you know, evidence that this administration has no problem trampling people's privacy. We've also seen that this administration is very, very close to the very industries that want to share that information, the credit card industries, the banking industry. I mean, you know, every kind of industry wants access to consumer data, and creating one giant national database with social security numbers, with addresses, with personal information, it's just right. It's just waiting to be abused.
There's just too much information sharing going on now.
Right. That's what we should be focusing on. If we, you know, the federal government shouldn't be passing bills to make trampling our privacy easier. It should be passing legislation to make information sharing of private information harder.
Yeah, you don't want to come across as being paranoid, like, oh, they're watching me. Although maybe they are, but
they're definitely watching you.
Well, thanks. What? Because I keep sending emails to Cuba? You think that's the reason? Because I got friends in Cuba? You don't want to be paranoid about it. But on the other hand, I think some people out there would be really shocked if they learned how easy it is,
right,
to be able to find out information about your neighbors, about people you know. And there's a big case to be made for transparency in a lot of things, but sometimes I think we share far too much information, and I think people would be shocked if they knew what was out there.
Yeah, it's incredible what you can go get on people if you really want. And remember, you know, that's you as an average citizen. Imagine what the government can go get with a warrant or with one giant database.
Yeah.
And remember, the other piece of this, of course, is the cost. you know, this is a this is an unbelievable unfunded mandate. I mean, I forget how much it is in Colorado. It's many millions of dollars for this each state to implement this. So we live in a state with the taxpayer bill of rights. So if we actually go ahead and implement this, whatever tens of millions of dollars that we would have to do this with, we'd have to come out of stuff like, you know, transportation funding, would have to come out of education, health care, you know, you name it. So this is also a huge unfunded mandate.
Yeah, and see, to me, that ought to be wrong, too. That ought to be against the law, unfunded mandates. If you don't have the money for it, don't create something if there's no funding in place to deal with it.
Absolutely. And what's a real problem with unfunded mandates, really, is that, you know, the federal government can spend into deficit, right? I mean, they can just
Hey,
we'll just spend, you know, we'll just print some money. You know, states can't spend into deficit at all. So when the big federal government comes in and says, you know, you have to do this and we're not going to give you any money for it, you know, that just means it comes out of somewhere else. So because we can't just print money like the folks in Washington.
Yeah, and each state's economic struggle is unique, so you can't have a one-size-fits-all plan because not everybody can make the fit.
That's right. And I think what's so interesting about this issue is, again, is that it really brings together, you know, I think the left and right. It's really like a nonpartisan issue. You know, I mean, I'm going to be on the same panel with a guy from the Cato Institute and the Independence Institute. So, you know, it just shows you that you don't have to be a Democrat or a Republican. You can be a Democrat or a Republican and say, you know, I'm not into the idea of helping the government share my private data.
I agree 100%. Boy, I wish there was more out there that we could have a meeting of the minds on. All of this partisanship and friction is a drag a lot of the time.
It is a drag. I think what's, you know, these issues of personal liberties and personal rights, I think that when you get honest progressives and honest conservatives, you know, we agree on this, you know, on this stuff. I mean, when I worked for Bernie Sanders back in, you know, the independent progressive congressman from Vermont, you know, we would work all the time on trying to reform parts of the Patriot Act, for instance, with Butch Otter, you know, the very, very, very conservative Republican governor, now he's the governor, of Idaho. So there's all the, you're right, there are coalitions to be forged on stuff like this. It's a matter of looking for them. And believe me, you know, there's plenty of issues out there that are very, very important that we can find this kind of common ground. Unfortunately, our political process tends to focus in on the issues that we have trouble finding common ground on.
Do you think liberals, do you think progressives and conservatives, do you think we're wired differently?
I think no. I don't really. I think that people get socialized, if you will, as they grow up to thinking in terms of one way or in terms of one party, and they can't see past the party to the issues. I mean, I think that we live in a culture right now, and I discuss this in my upcoming book. You know, we live in a culture right now where we have partisan blinders, where we think more like partisans than we do potentially like ideologues. And when I say ideologues, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I have an ideology, and I'll go to anybody. I might support anybody from any party that is with me on different pieces of my ideology, my outlook. That's not the way a lot of people think today. You know, you got a media culture that's all about red versus blue, Democrats versus Republicans. You know, you got these cable show scream fests, right? You know, Hardball, where they always put the, you know, the left versus the right, and they're never talking about, you know, just issues. Because when you start talking about issues, you start going talking to regular people out there about issues. If you can get past the partisan stuff, people say, "Yeah, well, yeah, I agree with that." You know, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I agree with that.
Yeah, well, I've done my share of screaming, obviously. But sometimes it's like you just can't, you know, that anger and frustration wells up because you just can't, it's like you can't penetrate and you just can't get, and I'm sure the callers who I fight with, I'm sure they feel the same way about me, and I'm sure those listeners will feel the same way about me, that just can't get people to open up their heads.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think as people get older, they've got, you know, their outlooks get really dug in. I mean, I know that there are people you talk to, you know, really sort of conservative Republican people, and they have a free market ideology that they try to apply to everything. You know, everything can be answered with deregulation and the free market. And, you know, no matter how much evidence you bring up, and whatever evidence you do bring up, it just they say, you know, oh, that shows a flaw that the free market hasn't been implemented properly. So I agree, it is hard to get through to people. But I want to say, you know, one thing that I think is really good is that I think as things in this world have gotten more and more out of control over the last 5 or 6 years, as economic pressures bear down on people, you know, I think the silver lining of what's gone on over the last 5 or 6 years all over the world in this country is that people are really changing how they think. They're saying, hey, wait a minute, something is really wrong, and we have this moment to seize their willingness to reevaluate.
Boy, I hope you're absolutely right. Otherwise, I need to go do sports talk. David, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on with us. We remind everybody, the town hall meeting on the Real ID Act, sponsored by the Colorado ACLU and moderated by the world's smartest man, David Sirota, who's got a brand-new book coming out, too. That's tonight at the Colorado History Museum, 1300 Broadway in Denver, and it starts at 6 in the evening. We urge everybody to get out there and find out about this vital issue and also meet David Sirota. David, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Take care.
All right, talk to you. There's David Sirota, 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Coming up, a school that says no to Halloween. No celebrating Halloween. And one of the reasons is because they've got kids there who can't afford costumes. What? We couldn't get together and fix that? Gina, you celebrated Halloween, didn't you?
I don't celebrate Halloween.
Well, how about when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't celebrate Halloween either. I turn off all the lights, lock the doors, and pretend that I'm asleep so that nobody comes up. And
you're that guy, aren't you?
I told you this, I saw this great T-shirt in the mall the other day that was orange, and it said, "This is my Halloween costume, now give me my damn candy."
Oh, God.
No, I don't celebrate, you know, but yeah, okay, come on. When you grow up as an adult, you don't celebrate Halloween, okay? I mean, maybe you do. You go to Halloween parties? I don't know. I haven't been to one in years.
No.
But here's my point. My point is, when you're, like, in school and you're a kid, wasn't that, like, a big thing to have, like, Halloween when you're in elementary school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My mom used to make all my costumes.
Sure. Don't your parents get into that with you?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you had kids, wouldn't you do it with yours?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because I don't like the holiday.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
No.
You
wouldn't? Hey, that's my prerogative.
You wouldn't? Wait, so your kid comes up and says, Mommy, I want to be an Army officer, or I want to be Barbie or something. I don't like the holiday. I can't go. You can't do it, kid.
Well, I don't have any kids, so I don't know.
Well, it's never too late.
I've dressed up my dogs.
Okay, see, that's a good example. And do your neighbors and do the kids in your neighborhood appreciate that?
Probably.
Sure, they get a big laugh out of it, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what being a kid is going and trick-or-treating and doing all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
It's so dangerous now, though.
Well, you can have organized events, but even the ones that come to my house and get no response. No, I'm just kidding. All right, 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic, you're not kidding about that.
No, we got a wreck on the right shoulder, still there, southbound I-25 near 58, so that is creating some delays into downtown. Eastbound I-70, Sheridan to Colorado stacking up. That's due to a three-car crash right near Pecos. And looks like we've got a problem on the westbound side of I-70 as well. Left lane blocked at Peoria, so watch out for those delays right around 225. Weather outlook today should be sunny, warm, and 81 right now. Looks like mostly fair skies, 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust now has 17 convenient locations with longer hours and new features, including free ATMs nationwide. Check card cash.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
Go further into the unknown.
Let's get moving.
With an all-new season of Stargate Atlantis.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
No enemy they've ever met.
It's the race.
No challenge they have faced.
People are going to die.
Can prepare the Atlantis team for the adventure yet to come.
If we all go, there's no coming back.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on Sci-Fi.
We constantly hear the effects: dropping out of school, unable to hold a job, damaged family relationships, and lives lost. By helping young adults understand the danger of addiction, we can give our kids a better chance for a great life. This is from Shiloh House at 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton, a quality residential treatment center. That's Shiloh House at 932-9599.
What do the Independence Institute, the Cato Institute, and the ACLU have in common? They all oppose Real ID, the national identity card that the feds are forcing on the states. It's really intrusive, really expensive, and just a real bad idea. On October 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m., you're invited to join them for a town hall meeting at the Colorado History Museum. Jim Harper, Mike Krause, Catherine Hazzori, and Bruce Schneier will answer your questions about Real ID. Details at staycoveredcolorado.com.
Men, a mighty storm is brewing. Batten down the hatches, bring in the mainsail, tighten the hawser, and lock down the booty.
Aye, aye, Captain! Yeah!
Arr, it's a mutiny!
Boys, get off your father. Time for dinner.
Kirby Landlubber.
When you're properly prepared, a big storm can be a rather pleasant experience. Have a Farmers Insurance agent visit your home to assess potential storm risks and help keep property damage to a minimum. Get your free evaluation today. Call 1-800-FARMERS for a Farmers agent near you. Not available in all areas.
The Petco Anniversary Sale, the biggest sale of the season. Virtually everything store-wide, from treats to beds to toys to all your favorite brands of pet food at incredibly low prices. Save on assorted bags of your favorite dog and cat food brands, like $7 off Hill's Science Diet, $6 off Iams, Pro Plan, and Nutromax, and $5 off Nutro Natural Choice and Royal Canin. The Petco Anniversary Sale. Save on the absolute lowest prices of the season on thousands of items at Petco, where the pets go.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 80. Jay Marvin, combative but caring, and nice to hang out with you. Send us your emails, am760.net. Also go there for podcasts. All right. Let me read this story to you. This is this morning's Rocky Mountain News. Now, growing up as a kid, and I'm sure a lot of you went through this, growing up as a kid, there were certain things your parents didn't want you to participate in, and if they didn't want you to participate in it, they would go to the school and they would get you out of it. But by and large, except for a very, very extremely small group of people, most people, I don't think, see Halloween as being any kind of a denominational holiday. But the headline this morning in the Rocky Mountain News is Boohoo Elementary School bans Halloween party and garb. There won't be little ghosts and goblins at Cole Elementary School this Halloween. In a newsletter sent home to parents last week, Principal Cindy Kerr wrote that the traditional Halloween party celebrated in classrooms each year will be replaced by a fall party. The party is Friday, and since it focuses on fall, not Halloween, the kids can't wear costumes. Parents expressed frustration that they weren't included in the decision. Kids are used to having parties on special occasions and holidays, so it's hard to explain a random October 5th party to a kid, said one of the parents. Parents also said the lack of communication from the school left them without a good explanation for their disappointed kids who wonder why they can't wear their costumes to school. The decision came after an ongoing discussion culminated 2 weeks ago in an emotional meeting with teachers during which discussion focused on school holiday parties and how Cole could continue to celebrate without leaving out anyone. At the meeting Monday, for parents and staff, CARE said it was a hard decision. The Halloween party, which is organized by classroom parents, has morphed into a fall party over the past 3 years with an emphasis on fall with leaves and pumpkins and less blood and guts, she said. Last year, kids in grades 3 through 5 voted on whether to wear costumes. Some classroom rooms chose to wear them. Some did not. She pointed out that a small percentage of kids who are left out because their parents can't afford costumes or because their families don't celebrate Halloween. Okay, she also cited safety concerns with kids bringing fake knives and blood to school as costume accessories. What, a rubber knife? Fake blood? How's fake blood a safety concern? Ketchup, or whatever it is. How in the world did any of us get through school as kids when we were able to do this stuff? Now, I can see their point about the kids who don't have the money for the costumes. I can understand that. I can also see the point about the kids whose parents don't celebrate Halloween. Okay, fine. Don't go to school that day. Or sit down and explain to your child that this is why we do not celebrate Halloween, and let them go to school anyway without a costume. But what about the majority of the kids who do? And for the kids there who cannot afford costumes, what? The community can't come forward and fix that? That's ridiculous. This whole thing is ridiculous. What's your thinking here? You know, you can't even be a kid these days. What, you can't have Halloween? I mean, that's absolutely insane. And these reasons that are given here for not having them, I don't understand them. I don't think that they're rational. Now, they say the party's only an hour, and the more time it takes them to transform into Dracula, the less time they have to actually party. That's another reason. Oh, come on. Come on. Give me a break here. Now, I think this principal is a good-hearted person. I think that she's trying to do what's right. I think the school's trying to do what's right. But sometimes when you try to do what's right, you end up doing inadvertently what's wrong. And what's wrong with celebrating Halloween? Now, for those kids who can't afford to wear costumes to school, are you telling me that there's not somebody out there listening to this radio show who doesn't own a costume shop somewhere or sells Halloween stuff? Because I said to John Turk, I said, listen, we should call the principal, and I'll tell you what, we'll figure out a way to foot the bill. And we're waiting for her to call us back. I mean, we'll find a way to foot the bill for the costumes. How much can they be? But good Lord, you can't even have Halloween? You can't even have costumes? I mean, come on. This is 2007. Kids have to be kids. We're talking elementary school here. Why is there always a discussion about what we can't do instead of a discussion about how we can do it? All right, I'm just going to put the call out on the air. Anybody own a costume store out there? Anybody know anybody who owns a costume store out there? Anybody want to donate some costumes? For Cole Elementary School? For the kids who can't afford to buy their own costumes? Come on. There's got to be somebody out there. What am I? We're functioning on an island under ourselves? I just don't get the concept of this. Let's go to Rick in Longmont. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a good friend that is a teacher, and I helped out 1 year when I was unemployed with the Halloween party. And her problem was, it wasn't the scary stuff, but she had third graders showing up in you know, fishnet, just skanky hooker-type costume.
Well, you're always going to get that, and when that happens, regardless of what it is, there are people who use poor judgment, and when you get that, what do you do with them? You go, that's unacceptable, that's an unacceptable dress, you'll have to go home, and you'll have to change.
Well, what her idea was, and they were getting the similar pressure, she made an art project where she got a bunch of old clothes from donated, and the kids got to make their own costumes. It doesn't mean that they used them, you know, Halloween night. Some of them did, some of them didn't, but she made it an art project, and the kids got to be creative. They got to, you know, become what they wanted to become within reasonable limits. And that was her way of getting around some of the pressures and the skankiness. I'm serious. These little girls coming in.
Well,
so
yeah, because there are parents who use poor judgment, but it's not a reason to call off the entire thing. And one of the things about being a kid is celebrating Halloween. And good Lord, you're telling me that there's not somebody out there who is connected with or knows a costume shop where we could get together and get some costumes for these kids who can't afford it, and then the kids who don't celebrate Halloween, go do something else or learn to accommodate other people's points of view. But to say that there's not going to be any Halloween is just, I mean, good God. I mean, you can't, no wonder we can't. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's okay, what's next? You want to do this? We can get rid of everything. So how about, as a parent is quoted in this article saying, what about Valentine's Day? We can stop that because there are going to be kids who can't afford to give Valentine's.
Well, I went to school where we had a number of parents that were trying to shut that down too. But like I said, with the kids, they loved building their own costumes. I mean, it was...
Well, you know what? Kids like Halloween. That's the whole point. They like Halloween, and they should be able to experience it. And we can't take everything out of childhood away. Rick, thank you, man. Appreciate it. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with you. Okay, so we should not have Halloween at Cole Elementary School. Do you agree with this? Yes or no? At 303-713-7600. There's not somebody out there with a costume shop that can bail us out here. I guess I'll have to put it on my credit card. 7:51, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it looks like it's a pretty tough ride around the metro area. We've got a number of problems, including one on the westbound side of I-70 at Peoria. Eastbound I-70 affected near Pecos. Both of those are wrecks. And southbound I-25 near 58th. Also had a crash on northbound Parker involving a couple of vehicles right near 225, so watch out for your merge there. Two-vehicle crash on Santa Fe at Iowa, and we were dealing with cleanup at Colorado and Yale. Weather outlook today. It's going to be a nice sunny day, warm with a high of 81. Right now, mostly fair, 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Number two, light on the bank account. Matching down incentive to help you get over the hill there, and also numerous ways to finance. How about the people you deal with? Gee, can I really trust these folks? Yeah. It's the Tom and Marv Al Shear, my buds. Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Julia, all of the folks out there, over 100 of them, will treat you with fairness and decency. That's something sometimes it's hard to find these days. Rocky's got great hours. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and you can see their selection on the internets at rockysautos.com. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Why? Because people keep going back time after time after time. Isn't it about time you found out about Rockies? Check them out. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
So it's Halloween.
Call the Grateful Dead. Call us the Dead Kennedys. Why did I say the Grateful Dead? Because I knew there was a dead in there somewhere. Jello Biafra. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunday, high today, 80. We're talking about this elementary school where there's no Halloween. Cole Elementary School, Halloween called off. Fall party instead, no costumes. Here's Ken in Castle Rock who believes that they shouldn't be have Halloween in school. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, good morning, Jay. Say, I taught elementary school for several years in Denver, and one thing that we did was We had like a fall themed party, but it was in the evening and it was after school hours, and they could come in with their costumes, and there were games and activities and that kind of thing, so we could still enjoy the holiday and the kids could dress up as they wanted to. And it was of course voluntary, and people could come with or without costumes, and it didn't take away class time.
What is wrong with letting an elementary school kid show off their Halloween costume at school?
Well, there's really nothing wrong with it per se.
Okay, so
it
then
doesn't,
why?
It doesn't really, I mean, really at our school we just pretty much did just the Valentine's
okay,
party.
Okay, but all right, but I'm talking about why is it wrong to allow an elementary school kid to display their costume at school and have a Halloween party? Because what I get out of this article is 80 million reasons why you can't and no reasons why you can. And we're talking about elementary school kids here.
Well, I don't know if there's really anything wrong with it. I probably would just be an individual school choice. I mean, it would just...
Well, why wouldn't you support that?
Well, again, I just think that, you know, there'd just be, again, I mean, really you could, how should I say, you could really avoid, you know, having conflict over, you know, all these questions about,
Well, why don't we, you know what, why don't we just take the easy way out on everything and avoid conflict and rob kids of their childhood, and on top of that, smooth everything over. Why don't we just move to a police state? Thank you, but I don't buy that logic.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival.
Beer.
October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a single-stem rose.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll help it establish new ones. So put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed now. You'll be glad you did all next year. Visit Lowe's this weekend and get your Scotts Fall is Best Savings Booklet with great fall discounts on Scotts and Miracle-Gro products while supplies last.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mark Knoller, live at the White House. Moments ago, the White House announced President Bush has vetoed SCHIP, health insurance for poor children. He favors the program, but thinks Congress provided way too big an increase in funding and would provide coverage to more than just the neediest kids. Knowing the veto was coming, top Democrats led by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid condemned the president's action in advance.
I do not see how the president can sleep at night.
The Senate has the votes to override the veto, but not the House. House Majority Whip Roy Blunt said he's absolutely confident the veto will be sustained. But Blunt thinks Democrats will delay a vote in order to score political points. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Knoller with more CBS News. Here's Frank Setapani.
Looking for work? Only 27% of the employers surveyed for USA Today expect to step up hiring between now and year's end. That's down from 32% in the last sampling. Economist Mark Zandi says the mortgage meltdown that put the squeeze on Wall Street is putting a squeeze on Main Street.
What's happened in financial markets over the past couple of months is quite significant, and there will be a fallout, and we'll see that in the job market.
A week after it refused to stop one execution, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has done an about-face, stopping today's scheduled execution of another convicted killer, while the Supreme Court decides if lethal injections are cruel and unusual. Deborah Deno is with the Fordham University Law School.
I think it is a turning point about what has happened, because Texas has always operated in sort of a world of its own.
Crime victims advocate Rusty Hubberth expects the courts to permit lethal injections when all the arguments are in.
You will see a flood of executions from this delay next summer and next fall.
One man's trash is another man's treasure, but if it's recall trash, eBay doesn't want it.
I'm Steve Kaifin. eBay, in a random check, found 111 listings for Thomas and Friends Wooden Railway, a toy that was recalled last month. In all, 6,000 Mattel items, some of which have been recalled because of lead paint concerns. eBay says sellers who get caught doing this will be kicked off, and because it's hard to enforce, has set up a tip sheet for buyers to tell what they've found. And there are now links to a recall database.
People in Georgetown, Colorado can't believe what happened last night.
We knew that they were in trouble, but we just didn't think it would turn out like this.
Five workmen coating the power plant water tunnel with an epoxy compound killed when flames swept the tunnel. Four others got out alive. Doctors say the suburban Seattle woman who spent a week trapped in her wrecked SUV is showing steady signs of improvement. When Tanya Ryder was hospitalized, it was touch and go. Husband Tom says she still doesn't remember what happened.
She's doing better, but she also has times where she remembers something that's very traumatic and she doesn't even want to talk.
Mrs. Ryder ran off a highway and wound up in a gully. Thick brush made it impossible to see the vehicle. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 62 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The grim task of recovering the bodies of five workers trapped in a tunnel at a hydroelectric plant near Georgetown is continuing this morning as investigators try to learn exactly what went wrong.
We're working on identifying the bodies with coroner's office to get the next of kin notified and see if we can make some sense of what happened.
Clear Creek Under Sheriff Stu Ney, the worker is part of a larger group of nine doing maintenance on the empty pipe 1,000 feet underground. They were trapped by a chemical fire while applying epoxy to the inside of the tunnel. Four men were able to escape. The driver of a pickup truck that hit and killed a Denver mother and her two kids last November will spend the next 48 years behind bars. 36-year-old Larry Trujillo pleading guilty to vehicular homicide this summer. He said he wanted to spare the Bingham family and his own from having to go through a trial. And former University of Northern Colorado punter, backup punter Mitch Kozad, heading to prison after being sentenced to 7 years for stabbing his rival. He was convicted of assaulting Rafael Mendoza, leaving him with a deep gash in his kicking leg in a bizarre effort to get the starter's job. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, thanks, John. Watch out for the stop and go now if you're on the eastbound side of C-470 between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. That's due to a motorcycle crash. Obviously, we're going to have the Curiosity slowing on the westbound lanes. Westbound I-70 still dealing with that two-car crash at Peoria, as well as southbound I-25, the one we had near 58, if you're trying to make your way into downtown. And we had a problem as well on Santa Fe at Iowa. It's on the northbound lanes. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, you can expect it to be sunny and warm with a high of 81. Right now, mostly fair, 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Fright Fest returns from the dead Saturdays and Sundays in October and Friday the 19th and 26th. Get all the gory details and purchase your tickets at ElitchGardens.com. Fright Fest returns this October to Elitch Gardens. Get your tickets today at ElitchGardens.com.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, all wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you think America is the biggest and the most powerful country in the world? How would you gauge a country's caring and compassion and its feelings towards others if you don't gauge the feelings that the country has about its children? George W. Bush, the current president of the United States, has vetoed S-CHIP. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We were talking about the elementary school, Cole Elementary School, which will not permit kids to wear costumes to school, and will have a fall party instead, citing numerous, what I think are ridiculous reasons. And I have to tell you that, you know, this story, along with the S-CHIP veto, I don't understand where we are here in this country. I really don't. I really don't understand where we are here. That we can't let elementary school kids experience Halloween. And by the way, you can't experience Halloween if you're going to Cole Elementary School, but here's something. You're not going to get any health care either. your health care is going to be inadequate because the grown-ups want to punish you over an ideological struggle. Well, it covers people who make up to $80,000 a year and all of these, you know, spurious, ridiculous freaking arguments. Let's go to Becky in Denver. Becky, you're on AM 760. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, Jay, let's talk about the S-chip veto, because that's more important for the kids, first of all. I honestly, the whole Halloween thing, the kids have so many opportunities outside of school to wear their costumes, to go get candy. I was looking at the free Colorado Parent magazine.
Oh,
no,
stop.
It's true.
No, stop being like that. You know what? Well, stop. Did you go to school when you were in elementary school, and did they have a Halloween party, and did you wear your costume, yes or no?
I want to know when was the last time you
went
to elementary
school. I want you to answer my question. Don't answer a question with a question. I asked the question, answer it.
No, I did.
You didn't do that?
No, I did. I went to school where I put on the Halloween costume and we had the parade.
So in other words, you experienced it, but now, suddenly in 2007, you don't want any other kid to go through that when they're in elementary school because you don't want them to experience it. What's the logic and the rationale behind that?
Well, what I'm saying is that
I'm asking you, what's the logic and the rationale behind that? I'm not asking what you're saying. I'm asking you what your logic and rationale is.
Well, I am saying that things,
you don't answer the question.
Things can change.
Oh, really? In what manner,
kids,
ma'am?
Kids can do other things.
In what manner? You know what? That's not a sign of any kind of change in society. And why don't you answer the frickin' question instead of sitting here and having me force you to answer the question and go through this whole damn thing?
Why don't you
answer the question? Why did you have it when you were a kid, but now elementary school kids can't have it? Why is that, ma'am? Why is that? Why was it okay for you, but it's not okay for them?
It was 35 years ago.
I don't care. Well, you don't have to. What's changed in 35 years that would make it so terrible?
Listen, you know what?
Listen and answer the question. What's changed in 35 years that's made it so terrible?
How about pediatric obesity? How about that?
Well, nobody said.
Talk about that?
No, yeah, I do want to talk about that. Yes, I do want to talk about that. As somebody who's been obese and somebody who's gone through that, I know exactly about that. And there's a lot more to that than just handing out candy and having Halloween. And you can have Halloween and you can do it in a safe and nutritious way. You don't have to do it by just handing out gluttonous amounts of candy. That's a red herring argument that won't work. Why is it that you had it and now you won't let anybody in elementary school have it? That you think that this is ridiculous?
No, last year...
No, don't tell me no. I want an answer. Why?
No, you're not letting me speak.
I'm in letting you speak. I'm waiting for an answer.
Well, I am not saying that other children shouldn't have it. What I just explained to you was that there are a lot of ways for kids to get to dress up and celebrate Halloween without having to wear costumes to school.
You're really sad.
They have celebrations in school.
You're really sad.
No, I am not.
No,
sad.
You are sad because there's always got to be some adult who has to come along with, well, there's a lot of other things for kids to do and blah, blah, blah. Kids have been going to elementary schools and dressing up in costumes and celebrating Halloween, and they've been doing it in this country for years and years and years, and you even admitted that you did it. So now what we're going to do is because you think that there are other places to go and blah, 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 and you can't give us any really concrete reason other than your opinion, then we're not going to have it. And then the end result is that we're going to move on to something else. What else would you think is not appropriate? Do you think Valentine's Day would not be appropriate?
No.
How about any other? How about Thanksgiving?
No, I think you're going way off.
No, I'm not going. No, because you know what? Once you start moving down this road, it's really easy to articulate the same example. I mean, when you sit down with your kids and you have kids, if you sit down with your kids and you talk to them about something, do you explain to them why there is a why and wherefore to something, or do you just tell them, "Well, this is the way I feel, and you can't do it"?
No, I am not. Okay, let me tell you that I have a first grader. Last year she was in a school where they had a fall party. They made crafts. They decorated cookies.
Talk about childhood obesity.
Well, they, you know, I mean,
well, wait a minute. You didn't say anything about that then when they were decorating cookies, that cookies lead to sugar and it leads to obesity, but you brought it up to me?
Well, I'm just telling you that they had a great time without wearing their costumes.
Okay. And so what is so evil about wearing a costume to elementary school for a day and participating in a party? What is so evil about that? What is it that, what's the real elephant in the room? What is it that really gets underneath your skin?
No, it's not.
No, don't answer me. No, answer me the question. What is the real elephant in the room here?
Well, I think that the school also has some ability to make decisions that's appropriate for their school.
Oh, without informing the parents.
Well, I'm sure not every single parent in that.
Well, wait a minute. No, there are parents. No,
there
are parents who've come forward and said that they were not informed and were not given any kind of a concrete reason. You think that's all right?
Well, do you think that there's more than a couple parents in that school?
And by the way, speaking of schools making their own informed decisions, I believe that Cole Elementary School, like many other elementary schools across this state, also take taxpayer money, don't they?
Right.
Okay, so that gives those of us who don't agree with this, that gives us a perfect right to speak up and say that we think that it's hogwash and it's crap. And the time that you've been on the phone with me here, you haven't given me one good, solid reason why they shouldn't, except you think that there are plenty other opportunities, but that's not a good concrete reason. And it's people like you who take, being an elementary school kid, and everybody's got to grow up overnight, and everybody has to go through all this rigmarole and hoopla, and they can't have a childhood. I mean, you did it, and yet, and then you bring up the obesity argument, but then you admit that your kid, you baked cookies at school. I mean, come on, take a good look at yourself.
You know what? For them to have one cookie with a little bit of frosting on it.
Oh, how do you know they only had one?
Well, because I was there.
Oh, please.
Becky.
Come on. Grow. You know what? Come on. Stop being like, I sent my wife an email and I told her. I sent Mary an email. I said, oh, Mary, watch this. This will happen. Trust me, it will happen. There will be people like you and others who will come forward. Oh, there's plenty of opportunity and you could go do it. You know, why? But you did it. You did it and it was okay. And your kids can't go through that experience, that creative experience of being able to go to school, have a little bit of fun, look at other kids' costumes, show off their own costumes. Maybe you sit with your kids and you encourage them to make their own costumes so that you bring out their creativity. Oh, no, we got to go do something else. We got to do something else and blah, 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 and on and on and on again. And it, you know what? It's terrible. I mean, it's terrible. And it's god-awful. And it's one of the reasons why we're in deep trouble in this country. I honest to God believe that it's one of the reasons why we're in trouble.
Well, I think you're off the mark. I really do.
Well, why, based on what reasoning? Becky, you have yet to prove your point.
So have you asked the principal at this school?
Principal's coming on at 8:25. Principal's coming on at 8:25.
What do they plan to do? I'm sure that
they're
going to
have a fall. They're going to have a fall party. But you know what? You know what? If you call and advocate a position and you don't have anything to defend that position with, which is what you're doing now, and sitting here hooplaing around instead of defending your position, you don't have one concrete reason except that there's always got to be somebody like you or others in the world who come forward and have to throw water on somebody else's parade and always have to talk about how we can't, instead of we can, and make it a positive experience for everybody. And that's why kids who grow up under that kind of a regime end up as bitter, angry, and old adults.
Well,
now hang up the phone. I've had enough. Goodbye. Trick or treat.
Get the good stuff. Everybody knows Napa is where you get the good stuff. And this weekend, it's also where you'll find customers stuffing shopping bags full of the good stuff during the Napa Bag of Bargain Sale. Stop by this Friday through Sunday and get 25% off everything you can stuff into a special Napa shopping bag. That's 25% off oil filters, shop towels, accessories, and more. This weekend only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
You're going to have a heart attack. No, I'm not. You know why? Because I've had my heart checked out. Have you had yours checked out? A lot of us walk around, look, you may look perfectly healthy. You may feel perfectly healthy. You don't have a weight problem. You don't have high blood pressure. You don't have any of those things. But that's why they call heart attacks a silent killer. Because 62% of the heart attacks occur in individuals with zero or one risk factor. And for 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is a fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. Please don't let this be you. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, you owe it to your community, and you may even know loved ones, too, who should get involved in this. You should have your heart checked out. Front Range Preventive Imaging has a technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. It only takes 10 short minutes. There's no needles, no drugs, no injections, no pain. And you walk out of there and you know exactly what the story is. And this is peace of mind that is well worth having. So please, do it for yourself, do it for your family, do it for somebody you love. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging, 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Front Range Preventive Imaging. .com. You can also check them out online.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-328-3070. 1-800-328-3070. Call now. 1-800-328-3070. 1-800-328-3070.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, we dressed up in costumes and we got to go to school for the day and show our costumes off? Oh, I didn't get to go through that. Where'd you go to school? No, my mother wouldn't let me. My school wouldn't let me. Oh, please. You just can't be a kid. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We hope to have the Principal Kyer on at 8:25 this morning to talk about this because they're not going to allow this at Cole Elementary School. Maybe this will change. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Colton, who's been hanging on. Colton, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Ray?
Hey, man, I'm all right.
Basically, you know, people like that was on the phone last time is what's going to ruin everything, man. And when I was a kid, I loved Halloween. And today you can't even, you got people that make, you remember that when you used to get the candy apples at the door?
Yeah.
And back then you could eat them. Now people tell them don't eat any of the food that's homemade like that.
Right.
It's just ridiculous, man, and people are going to ruin the whole thing. And it's awesome for kids. Communities come together, and they have a blast. And back where I grew up in Wheatland, Wyoming, I mean, it was a small town, but everybody participated, made haunted houses, and I'm not going to let my kids miss out on that. I'm going to do everything I can to let them have a blast in Halloween. But
yeah, why can't kids be kids as long as there are adults there to supervise and make sure that things are going to be okay? And what safer place in most occasions to celebrate Halloween than at an elementary school for one day, for 1 hour, and let kids wear their costumes to school? Why are people so damn tight?
It's bad. And the lady said that they have other time to do it other places. They really don't. I mean, Halloween's falling on a weeknight. Where do they have time? It's not even, you know, they got to wake up and go to school the next morning. How much time are they really going to have, you know? And Halloween's just, it's not as fun as it used to be, and I feel bad for all the kids. I mean.
Yeah, me too. I really do too. Colton, thanks, man.
Yeah, have a good one.
Okay, you too. Sunny today, by the way, and a high of 80. Laurie in Littleton. Laurie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Halloween is absolutely my favorite holiday. But I think I can explain to you the logic that goes into this sort of decision.
Okay.
You have, on the ultra-Republican right side, you have a group of people who want to hold the Christian banner and say, this is a devilish thing, and we are raising our children to believe that everyone should conform to our beliefs. And so we can't have non-conformers traipsing through the school. Then on the other side, on the ultra-liberal, over-empathizing side, you have folks that say, hey, there are people that maybe can't afford to have these hoity-toity costumes, and we don't want to have them feel bad. We don't want them to have to just do what we did and throw on a sheet and grab your old man's hat and overcoat. That would be bad. Feelings might get hurt. Now, if we were to allow these children to grow up thinking that people are different from them and they have to live with that, or that they might have to work with their neighbors or, you know, be disappointed occasionally, where would we get our next generation senators and presidents from?
Oh, I think that's a really, really, really good point.
See, we're raising the future of America here. And if we expect to continue the current intractable insanity that's going on, we have to raise them right.
I mean, so you can't afford like a big elaborate costume. I mean, use your imagination. And for those kids who can't afford costumes, you know what? Let's band together and get them costumes.
No, I'm sorry. We can't work together. We cannot use imagination. These are bad things, and this is where you're off the mark. You just don't understand that. You're wanting to like improve minds and character, and that's not where we're headed now.
What's that old story that you learned in school about the headless horseman?
About the what?
Headless horseman. Can't think of the name of it, and they would read it around Halloween.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to stop that too, right?
We will. We will, because that is like devilish, I think, too.
Oh, God.
So,
how ridiculous. All right.
Good luck with your principal.
All right, thanks. And speaking of the principal, let's go to Principal Cindy Kyer, who is the principal of Cole Elementary School. Mrs. Kyer, thanks for joining us.
No problem. I'm now I can hear you better. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Why no Halloween?
Well, one of the things that you need to know that as our staff, we really looked at Halloween, fall parties, with a lens of equitable practices. There's been really continued discussion with our particular staff over the last couple of years about costumes, part of the party, and how maybe it's not as an appropriate part of our school celebration. And it wasn't about the costume piece, but just about how equitable we are as a school. Do we embrace everyone and all of our children?
Well, how are you not, by allowing kids to take an hour out of the day and to go to school, which many of us did as children,
sure,
and, you know, wear your Halloween costume,
yes,
as long as it's within the guidelines of good taste and doesn't threaten anybody's safety.
Sure.
I mean, how is that not being equitable?
Well, we're looking at all of our practices, not just this particular party. So I need to make sure that you understand it wasn't just about Halloween, about all of our parties.
Well, does that go for, like, Valentine's Day and Christmas
yes,
Hanukkah? And
right. All of our celebrations.
So you're going to take it all out of school?
Oh no!
Well, then let me go back to this again. What's wrong with having this in school on one day?
I understand, but in everything that we do of every day is looked at through in a lens of equitability.
Yeah, but that's not answering. I'm not getting an answer here. What is the unequitable lens here? What is the unequitable picture about having allowing kids to dress up in costumes for one day and have Halloween.
Well, one of the things you have to look at as a building in Boulder Valley School Districts, as well as at Cole and many of the public schools, is do we allow something that not everybody participates in? And if so, how can we be equitable to all children?
Okay, when you say they don't participate, is that because either they can't afford to or they don't believe in it?
I think it's a wide range.
Well, I mean, it's got to be one or the other. What would be the other reasons that they wouldn't participate?
Well, one of the things, yes, they don't believe, or they believe, or they like to celebrate, but they don't like the costume part. Could be many different facets.
But well, yeah, but if we operated things that way with everything, we would never be able to do anything, because you're always going to have people who are going to come forward with a dissenting point of view.
Right.
And at some point, you have to have some uniformity. Now, if there are kids there who can't afford costumes...
That's not the case.
Then... Well, I was going to say, if it was the case, then we could jump in and figure out some way to get them costumes. But
our staff has already talked about that. In fact, there was a lot of discussion about being able to get costumes and buy them. If that was the only issue, we would have rectified that long ago.
All right, then what about the non-participation part? I mean, what happens if you don't participate? You don't participate. I mean, it's like when I used to go to school,
right.
And they would have Christmas and... Whatever. I mean, nobody...
Meaning you wouldn't participate in
I wouldn't, but nobody would shield me from it. I went and I learned what the difference was between myself and those other kids in that I was Jewish.
We have some staff that are Jewish, too.
How much gauze can you wrap around somebody?
It's not about that. It's about looking at all of our children through the lens of...
Yeah, you keep repeating that, but you know what? And I don't mean to be disrespectful, ma'am, but I don't understand what you're saying here. I mean, let me ask you this. How many kids go to Cole Elementary?
Have close to 500.
Okay, out of 500, how many of them would you say do not participate in Halloween?
I couldn't give you an exact number.
So you don't know, or...
I couldn't give you an exact number.
If you did it last year, did you get complaints last year?
Yes. We've got complaints every year.
Well, how many?
Or
how many?
Not complaints. Let me change that word. We get concern.
You get concern. From staff or from parents?
From staff.
Well, ma'am.
And parents.
Well, how many? How much? 3, 2, 5, 20, 25?
The number isn't as important to me as, again, looking at the norms of different cultures, economic values, trying to look and making sure that our environment during the school day is equitable for all of our students, no matter what it is. If it's a party, if it's a math class, if it's an after-school activity, if it's stairs for our multi-intensive students, we have to always be looking at that. And this conversation with staff and some parents have been looking at that. Is everything that we do equitable?
Did you solicit input from those parents who think that...
Yes, we had a meeting on Monday.
That there ought to be Halloween?
Yes. On Monday we had a meeting after school with parents.
Was their vote given serious consideration, or was the decision already made?
Well, we are having a fall party.
Not what I ask you. I ask you, in all due respect,
yes.
Here, did you take their input, or had you already made the decision?
We had already made the decision to have a fall party.
Then the meeting is phony, because if I had a child in your school, and I went... to the meeting at Cole, and I wanted to express the idea that I think that if they want to have Halloween, that if kids want to dress up in costumes and be kids, it's okay with me. But I get there, and you've already made the decision, then what was the point in even having the meeting?
One of the things that we did was list everybody's concerns. We're going to staff again with the concerns. We're sending a survey home on Friday in the Friday folders to ask parents what they are thinking. We are putting together a small committee of both staff and parents, probably at the end of next week, to talk about the celebration, to see if there is accommodations or recommendations from this team about how to proceed.
What else are you planning to call off?
None.
Valentine's Day?
No.
Well, what happens if my child can't afford to buy any cards?
Oh, we purchase cards for all students if they need it. So that's not ever a problem. again, and I heard
what happens if I don't,
John,
what happens if we're going to go ahead and have a costume spot for us,
and
okay.
I really appreciate that.
All right, but what happens if I don't believe in Valentine's Day?
We have not addressed that, but we're
Well, I have a child in your school, and I don't believe in Valentine's Day. Would you then accommodate me and call off Valentine's Day?
I don't know, because if what we're finding here is the conversation is what's
This is really sad.
I understand.
This is really
sad
that you can't be an elementary school kid and you can't go and like show off your creativity or your parents' creativity or your costume because there are a few, and I can't get a specific number out of you, of parents who have concerns over this. You're going to have parents who are going to have concerns over everything that goes on. I mean, this is like a totally, completely, I mean, did you go to school when you were a kid and
oh,
you had Halloween?
Oh, I love Halloween. We love Halloween.
All right, but how about if some Grinch grown-up came to you and went, you can't have Halloween because, you know, I mean, wouldn't you just be like,
well,
you know, I mean, this is just like, I mean,
I understand.
This is
understand
so terrible. It's ridiculous.
Process.
It's stupid.
And you continue to talk over me. So
no,
if
I'm
you
not.
Want, yep, you're doing it again.
Go ahead.
If you want to really understand, I'd love to have a long conversation with you about looking at all of our practices that so children aren't left out. It's vital that we do that as a public school, as a Boulder Valley School District. We are looking at equitable practices in all schools. I cherish our parents and our staff that really are looking at that. And that's really what the conversation is about. Our children are very creative in this school and have many opportunities to be creative. So one of the things that we have to do is not polarize ourselves on one particular aspect of a school's many years of dialogue around what is equitable practices for our students. And although many of our staff even celebrate Halloween, we have probably the biggest fall Halloween carnival in Broomfield. It's on a Saturday. Costumes are welcome. Parents come in costumes. So the school itself is not standing up against Halloween or costumes, and we just are finding different ways to celebrate. And those personal choices dictate our school celebrations. But if we leave even one child out, we have to be reflective of that, whether it's a special ed student, whether it's a student of color, whether it's a student of a different religious
But excuse me, ma'am, a special ed student and a student
well,
of color
we have to look at
doesn't
all
have,
the practice.
I mean, how does that equate to wearing a Halloween costume?
Because
I mean, this is, you know what this is? This is, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form, you know, a right-wing lunatic, but, I mean, come on. We're talking here about kids wearing costumes, and it's like, what's the big deal? I mean, if you don't like the idea,
mm-hmm.
then don't participate.
Right.
Don't be part of it. I mean, that's part of living life.
Right. And at the carnival that does allow that. We're having costumes, we're having a Halloween celebration.
But what about those kids who don't believe in it?
But it's not in a school day. They have a choice on a Saturday to come to the school to celebrate that. And there it's a choice because it's out of the school day. When it's in the school day, I as the principal, we as staff, we as our community have to make sure that our practices include everyone, no matter what their belief system is, in the school day.
You know what? In the school day, though, being in elementary school and being able to go to school in your costume and have some fun makes it far more special than doing it on a Saturday. And it's sad that now we've reached this point. It's not only sad, it's disillusioning. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, and I'm sorry we see to agree to disagree, but I appreciate your call. And if you want to talk again, please give me a call back.
Well, I mean, I would, but I just don't. I don't think we're going anywhere on this. But I appreciate your service, and I thank you, and I thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jay.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right, 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I'm Jay Marvin. Here's Gina Michaels with the traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. We're looking much better. We've got most of the wrecks that we had on the highways out of the way. That includes the stop-and-go conditions we had along C-470 from an earlier motorcycle crash. So that should be better for you, although it is still pretty heavy westbound Broadway to Santa Fe and sluggish on the eastbound side right through Littleton. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike starting to stack up Sheridan toward Church Ranch, as is northbound I-25, right as you head through the bridges. Weather outlook today, it should be sunny, nice warm day, high of 81. Right now, partly cloudy, 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Frontier Airlines presents How to Succeed in Business. When traveling on business, always fly Frontier. With 20...
Attention men, Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles, guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit Uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage and handle your claim on the spot. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Casualty and Direct Insurance Companies and their affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army. Doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
And I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Do you think thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
What did the Independence Institute, the Cato Institute, and the ACLU have in common? They all oppose Real ID, the national identity card that the feds are forcing on the states. It's really intrusive, really expensive, and just a real bad idea. On October 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m., you're invited to join them for a town hall meeting at the Colorado History Museum. Jim Harper, Mike Krause, Catherine Hazzori, and Bruce Schneier will answer your questions about Real ID. Details at staycoveredcolorado.com.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
All right, every day is Halloween by Ministry. 8:41, 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today of 80. Thank you to Principal Kyer from Cole Elementary School for coming on. Yeah, we just don't agree. I'm just... You know, the idea not to have Halloween. See, to me, not to have Halloween. Okay, see, to me, this is symptomatic of bigger stuff that goes on out there. It really is. It's symptomatic of bigger things. And it begs the question about how much do you protect your kids from disappointment? All right, let's go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. Hi. You almost had her, but you used the wrong holiday. She kept using as the argument that it must be inclusive of all kids, and you broached the one about Christmas and Jewish kids, but she wouldn't defend that. Now, I haven't read the article that you are referring to, but I don't know if the the usual argument against Halloween is that it celebrates a pagan religion.
Well, they're not saying that. They're not indicating
that. I know. They've pulled back from that this year. So let them investigate how many of the Christian traditions are also taken from pagan religions, including the Christmas tree.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to get into that kind of a squabble because that's not the point here. The point is that whether you participate or you don't participate, whether you believe in it or you don't believe in it, whether you would permit your kids to or not to, everyday living life is full of all kinds of disappointments. You have to learn the differences, and you have to. If you're secure enough in your beliefs, you shouldn't be threatened by other people's beliefs. And
yeah, that's true.
And Halloween is a very, very, you know, very mainstream thing.
Yes, and it's for kids.
And you got adults who don't care. I mean, they're like, well, that woman who was on the phone who just irritated me so much. I mean, it's like, what is the reasoning behind doing this?
Well, they don't want to come out and say it. They think it celebrates a pagan religion, and it doesn't. It celebrates kids. Remember trick or treat?
Yeah.
You could go out and you could pull tricks on adults, too. I've soaped windows in the past.
Sure, I think we all have.
Yeah. Well, maybe not the kids today.
Well, they can't today. You go to jail.
Right.
All right, Dan, thanks.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Let's go to Deborah in Fort Collins. Deborah, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I've got an invite for you. Will you come to my granddaughter's Halloween party?
Sure, when is it?
Well, it'll be, I'm not exactly sure, we'll get together on the details. It'll be the week of Halloween, probably the Friday before.
Well, you know what? You got to figure this out, though, because, I mean, I literally, you know, go. Oh, I can hear Mary laughing about this. I'm on the go all damn day.
I'll call John and give you the date. She hasn't given me her little brochure yet, but I am active in my granddaughter's school. My sister's the school principal, and I've just been listening to all this dialogue. And as an adult, I have done both the harvest festival thing and the Halloween thing. But what I don't think the principal is telling you is there is a big population of children, unfortunately, whose parents took drugs, have been on methamphetamines and stuff, and these poor children's neuro little systems get overstimulated. We've ADHD and AD, you know, ADD, all this. We've got all kinds of autistic kids in the school system. And when you're there at a party, they get really revved up. And there's room mothers and room fathers and teachers, and they all try to make it sane.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on.
I'm
of the percentage of the 500 kids who go to that school, would you estimate have that problem?
I don't know. I've talked to different teachers because I know a lot of teachers. I know school nurses. And it's not uncommon.
Okay,
so
if that's a problem, then what do you do when you have them together for like a common assembly?
Okay, when was the last time you went to an elementary school common assembly?
Last year.
When?
Well, what do you mean when?
What school? Was it a Denver school or was it a rural school?
No, it was the year before last, and it was in Chicago. Excuse me.
Okay.
And it was on the south side of Chicago too, by the way.
And how disruptive was it?
Not very.
Was it a high school or an elementary school?
It was an elementary school.
Okay. You lucked out.
Stop it. All right, you want to make that kind of a claim about kids, then start furnishing some statistics. Ma'am, cough up the statistics. Cough up the statistics. I don't care. You know what? The parents weren't there when I went to it. And you know what? What are you saying? The parents can't go to school and they can't behave themselves?
The parents are horrible.
Of course you're not horrible when you go, are you?
Because you're the
only one who can act decent. The rest of us are all animals.
No, I'm not saying that, Jay.
Hi, Bill. Bill O'Reilly, how are you? Jeez.
Jay, I'll send you videotapes.
Yeah, you do. What do the parents do that's so bad? Tell me what they do.
Tell
me why they do it.
Okay, could I give you for instance? I went to the spring music program at my granddaughter's school. The children did their, you know, would each classroom, did their song or their dance or this or that. The parents were in and out of the, in and out of the assembly. They talked, they laughed. These poor children had worked so hard.
What, you know what? You're just babbling. What is the point here?
Because the parents come in drunk, the parents come in strong, and they disrupt.
Oh, so in other words, you're willing to prove that in all of the elementary schools in the state of Colorado, and particularly in the elementary school of Cole Elementary School, that the parents show up. All right, hang on a second. Stop. Stop right here. John Turk. John Turk has three kids. John, you're involved in your daughter's school. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, I am.
Parents ever show up drunk?
Not that I know of.
I've seen. How about stoned?
Not that I've seen, no.
Anybody ever act
up? It's hard for me to tell if they're drunk or stoned. You know,
You've been around the block. I don't want to give away anything, but you know what I'm talking about.
Come on,
former widespread panic deadhead. You're going to try to convince
us. Melted a couple times.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll bet. Okay. Any of the parents get unruly?
You know, I went to a father's daughter dance last year. I didn't see anybody unruly. But I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I haven't witnessed it at my school.
But is it the norm? At your school? That's what I'm asking, John.
No, not at my school, no.
All right. How do you answer that?
How I answer that? He's lucked out and he goes to a wonderful school district. You go to a state-free school district and go to one of the functions. It's like a zoo. I'm serious.
Well, you know what, Grandma? If it's like a zoo, why don't you take your grandchildren out of it and put them in a private school?
Well, you know.
Why not?
They can't afford that. I can't afford that.
Why can't you?
Well, you know, I'm
going a little less.
I wonder your many working.
Yeah, I think you're full of it. I thank you for the call. In all due respect, I think you're absolutely sinking in bile of crap. 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour. Jeez. Well, you know, I went to this Harlem restaurant, and there was nobody yelling MF-er for tea. Is it 10 o'clock yet? J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, if you are on southbound I-25, you've still got a lot of company between 104th and 84th. No real let-up yet into downtown 58 to Spear. We did get that crash out of the way, though. Do have a disabled truck now. It is near Church Ranch, westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike. So just watch out for traffic pretty well stacked up there back to Sheridan. We also still have some sluggish conditions along C-470 through both Littleton and Highlands Ranch from an earlier issue. Weather outlook today. Expect a sunny day, nice and warm, with a high of 81 tonight, low of 49, and right now, fair and 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Copper Mountain is the locals' favorite with great snow and tons of naturally divided...
Good girl, Duchess.
Hi, I'm Sarah Silverman, and a lot of people ask me, Sarah, have you changed at all since the success of your show? And I tell them, absolutely not. I put my $500 jeans on one leg at a time, like anybody else, with the help of my assistant. And I have the same hopes, dreams, and boats as anybody else.
The new season of the Sarah Silverman Program starts tonight at 10:30, 9:30 Central, right after the season premiere of South Park, only on Comedy Central.
I got this horse to match my outfit.
A really, really bad shedding problem. She stunk.
Bumper was a 15-year-old pug, and I just didn't think he was going to last very much longer because he stunk, he shed, he edged, scratched, kind of wobbled around. I heard about Dynavite on the radio, and I went to the site, and I read how most of those miseries dogs get come from the enzymes that they cook out of dog food. I never knew that.
You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat.
Without them, the immune system kind of goes haywire.
Dinovite.
There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
Bumper perked up in about a week. He quit shedding and stinking and scratching, and he's 16 now. He'll be on Dynavite forever.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz. I invented Dynavite 5 years ago, and since then we turned about 10,000 stinking, itching, scratching, shedding dogs into 10,000 healthy, happy dogs. Just add a little Dynavite to your dog's daily food, and pretty soon you'll have a healthy, happy dog, too. Please visit our website, Dynavite.com.
I just hope I feel as good as Bumper does when I'm 112 years old.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls along, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting is great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy. No complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings. It seems Frankie was too good for dial-up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
It has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
I'm the Halloween ghost of iniquity. Halloween is canceled because I'm an adult and I don't have any sense of humor.
Oh, God. Let me out of here. I quit. I'm leaving. Goodbye. See ya. Sayonara. Jeez. You can't have Halloween. No Halloween. Talking about Kohler Elementary in this article in the Rocket this morning. Kay in Centennial. Kay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm great.
Well, I'm just kind of add maybe a little light. My kids were raised and went to school in the Cherry Creek School District, and I have a grandson in the Cherry Creek School District now. And, you know, it is touted as one of the better school districts in the state of Colorado. And I know when we went college shopping, it was looked at as one of the better ones in the United States. And where my kids went to school, we celebrated everything. We celebrated Kwanzaa. We had the moms come in and make latkes for Hanukkah. We had Christmas. Of course, we celebrated Halloween. I mean, it's a wonderful tradition, and the kids are excited about it. I mean, I already have my witches up and my grandson
in
the car with me.
What is wrong with these? What's wrong with this?
I don't know. I can't even. I was so excited or livid over listening to a principal of a school. I mean, it was like stepping into vanilla pudding with her. You know, we've got to thank everybody.
Well, she's very well. She's very good. You know, I appreciate her coming on. I respect her point of view, but she's very, very good politician.
Exactly. She's doing the corporate two-step shuffle. And, you know, when I went to school, we had a kid who was a communist, and he didn't salute the flag. And I got to thinking, well, what about the Jehovah Witnesses? You know, they don't celebrate anything. They don't believe in any holiday. They don't believe in the flag. So if she has a Jehovah Witness in her school, do they change the whole school for that one child? You know, children grow up to learn. As you grew up being Jewish, I assumed you learned about Christmas.
Right, exactly.
And maybe sometimes you were jealous that kids had Christmas, but you had Hanukkah.
No, you know, I always totally and completely understood it, and it didn't bother me. And I always thought, and could never figure out why back in those days, the schools weren't, you know, why they didn't have it all and why they didn't explain it all. Because the more your kids know, the better off they're going to be.
Absolutely.
And you can't shield kids from disappointment.
No, just like you can't expect kids not to hear profanity. I mean, you know, it's part of growing up, of developing who you are. And as one of your callers said, this is who is our next senator and congressman. You know, we want to know about Kwanzaa. I want to know about Hanukkah. I want to know about, and you know, Halloween is so fun. And
it is. But you know what? There's always going to be somebody there who's going to sit on it. And you've heard a couple of them this hour.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I got to run.
Okay. Bye.
Mason Trevert and their billboard. You're going to love this coming up, and then open phones, too.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival.
Beer.
October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a single-stem road.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, coming to the greater Denver area October 8th through 10th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Bush has made good on his vow to veto a children's health care measure, throwing the ball back into Congress's court. Let's go live to Capitol Hill and CBS's Bob Fuss.
Democrats call the veto incomprehensible and heartless on a program that helps poor children get health care and is supported by lots of Republicans, including almost every state governor.
I do not see how the president can sleep at night.
And Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says they will try to override his veto.
As I understand the numbers in the Senate, we clearly have enough votes to override the veto.
But the House is short, anywhere from 13 to 20 votes, depending on who's doing the counting, with the pressure on two dozen or so Republicans who could make the difference. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The Cleveland woman accused of drowning her two young girls in a bathtub has made her first court appearance. Reporter Shannon O'Brien of CBS affiliate WOIO was in the courtroom as bail was set for Amber Hill.
She actually cried as the prosecutor recounted the charges, the fact that they believe that she drowned her kids. The prosecutor asked for a $1 million cash bond. The judge put $1 million on each child, so her bond is $2 million.
Hill entered no plea. Opening statements on tap today in a Florida courtroom at the trial of seven guards and a nurse at a juvenile boot camp. They're accused in the death of a 14-year-old inmate. The youth was black, and demonstrators outside the courthouse say they question whether an all-white jury can be impartial. A major sweep in Southern California. Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers rounding up more than 1,300 immigrants over the past 2 weeks. ICE spokeswoman Kelly Nantel says many of them have criminal records.
A number of sex offenders, some folks with manslaughter convictions, lots of drugs, many gang members.
The roundup, part of a growing campaign to root out immigrants who don't obey deportation orders. There are many questions that need answering in the deaths last night of five workers at a hydroelectric plant 30 miles west of Denver. Reporter Rick Salinger of CBS affiliate KCNC-TV has more.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation will be leading the examination into how this fire started and why the workers died. They had breathing masks and oxygen was being pumped in, but by the time the fire was out and rescuers reached the men, it was too late.
The workers were applying a sealant to a tunnel when the blaze broke out. Lethal injections are on hold in Texas. Last night, hours before a convicted killer was to be put to death, the state's highest criminal appeals court stayed that execution. The decision came days after the U.S. Supreme Court announced it will rule on the constitutionality of lethal injections. Deborah Deno is with the Fordham University Law School.
The more information we get about lethal injection, the more we realize how problematic it is.
Not the view of William Rusty Hubberth of the victims' advocacy group Justice for All.
If it's good enough for a beloved Labrador at the end of his life, it's more than good enough for a convicted capital murderer.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 24 points. This is CBS News.
When's the best time to save on service for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Right now. Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during the Right Now Factory Authorized Service event. Now's the time to take advantage of special limited-time offers on everything your vehicle needs, featuring genuine Ford parts. And there's more. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name-brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. Let our Ford-trained experts install the tires recommended for your vehicle. Hurry in for fantastic savings on Motorcraft brakes, batteries, maintenance packages, and more.
Hurry, hurry.
Right place, right prices, right now. Yeah. Hurry, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service event ends soon. Visit your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership today. See participating dealership for details through 12/31/07.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The head of the Public Service Company of Colorado promising to work closely with authorities as they continue to investigate that underground fire that killed five workers near Georgetown yesterday.
Our sympathies absolutely go out with the families.
The men were trapped in a tunnel after a chemical fire broke out when a machine they were using to coat the inside of the four-foot-wide pipe with epoxy apparently caught fire.
A fire occurred in the penstock where work was taking place. Workers were about 1,500 to 2,000 feet underground.
Now, the workers initially communicated they were not hurt and had rushed uphill to get to a closed-off section above where that fire was burning. Hope started fading several hours later when rescuers on the surface lost radio contact with the men. State investigators are on the scene still trying to figure out what happened. A new survey shows the number of black-tailed prairie dog colonies here in Colorado has grown 25% over the past 5 years. Colorado Division of Wildlife found 800,000 acres of such colonies across the state. The division says the acreage figure is much likely a minimal estimate since their airplanes couldn't fly over urban areas. And a heavily traveled tunnel on eastbound I-70 near Glenwood Canyon is expected to reopen today after a six-month shutdown to repair a 70-foot-long crack in the ceiling. Two-lane bore was closed in late March. The whole thing cost about $6 million. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're dealing with a crash late morning one, westbound I-70 at Federal. It's right off on the right-hand shoulder, so we're seeing a bit of a snag there. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, we're stacking up between Sheridan and Church Ranch. Part of the problem, a disabled truck right in the area of 104th. Eastbound C-470 is still a little sluggish across Littleton. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, you can expect it to be sunny and warm with a high of 81. Tonight, we'll get a few...
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
For those who don't know,
Well, basically, as many people know, this city was the first in the country to vote to make adult marijuana possession legal, and obviously Ricky Williams is an NFL football player who's had some issues with the NFL's marijuana policy. He's been repeatedly suspended simply for using marijuana, and we think that he might fit in here in Denver where the people support that choice that he's made to use marijuana, whereas other football players and coaches and executives choose to use alcohol. He simply makes the safer choice, and this city supports that. So we think he could fit in right at home here.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. For those people who don't know, the law in Denver has been changed, and go over for those people who don't live here what in Denver proper what the law is now.
Yeah, well, basically the people in Denver voted in 2005 to remove all penalties for simple adult possession of small amounts of marijuana. Unfortunately, our city officials have continued to needlessly cite people. They don't have to, but they are using state law, and they've actually arrested more people than ever before. I mean, to put this in perspective, the city of Seattle, which passed a measure similar to the one we have on the ballot now, that city has 17,000 more people, yet we are making, in Denver, 23 times as many arrests for adult marijuana possession. And, you know, in Seattle, they have a lower violent crime rate, a lower homicide rate, and so on. So clearly it's not leading to serious problems. It really makes no sense for our city to spend so much of our limited law enforcement resources on marijuana possession.
Why are we ever going to get over this debate? I mean, are we ever going to come to any kind of sensible conclusion about the recreational use of marijuana?
Well, you know, we would love nothing more than that. We actually even tried to work with our city council this time around. You know, they obviously know where the people stand on this, and we went to them and said, hey, listen, we would love to work with you. Would you simply commit to looking into alternative policies for our city? And they absolutely refused. They criticized us for it, for suggesting that we had the power to work with the council. And it's really unfortunate because this is something that people want. Obviously, it's not a major priority for most Denver citizens, but it is important. I mean, they do come out and vote on this, and we expect our elected officials to listen.
You know what it is? It's a gigantic waste of time to have law enforcement do this.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. I mean, do we want our police, you know, writing tickets and appearing in court on marijuana charges, or do we want our police patrolling for DUI, responding to domestic violence, and so on? It's really quite simple, and other cities have managed to steer away from worrying about marijuana, and Denver, being a very forward-thinking city, I would think should be able to do so as well.
9:10 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mason Tvert with us, who is the executive director of Safer Choice. Go to saferchoice.org. All right, where do we stand on this statewide? Are you guys going to try to put a referendum on the ballot about this?
Well, it's something that we've considered. It's obviously a very expensive endeavor and not easy, and not an easy one. But we do have an initiative on the ballot here in Denver that's coming out this in this next election. It's going to be in the all-mail ballot that goes out in a couple weeks here. And all it's asking is that we make adult possession our lowest priority. And this is a concept that's been endorsed by the ACLU. It's been endorsed by groups all over the country. And it's very simple, and it's simply asking that we make this a low priority and start spending our time in more important things.
What are people's chief objections to the legalization of marijuana?
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of... there's been 70-plus years of lies and propaganda being spewed by our government about it. I mean, they've pushed the gateway theory. They've pushed marijuana will kill you. They've pushed all these crazy ideas on people. So it's not surprising that people have a skewed idea of just what marijuana is, and that's why our organization is really working to get them to think about it relative to other things that Americans and all people around the world use, like alcohol. I mean, this is a drug that is undeniably less harmful than alcohol, both to the person who uses it and to society at large. And I think that once people understand that and realize what we're talking about when we talk about the harms of marijuana, that it is less harmful than alcohol, a lot of them will come around.
People who get drunk are disgusting.
I have no problem with people that get drunk, and I would be a liar if I said I never did from time to time. But there's a, you know, if we're allowed to, as, you know, free people, adults, to go home and sit down with a bottle of beer or a cocktail or a glass of wine, it just makes no sense for us as a society to punish, to literally make criminals out of people who are simply using a less harmful drug.
No, I agree with you on that, and I don't think there's anything wrong with having a drink. I don't think there's anything wrong with smoking a joint. I don't think there's anything wrong with any of that, as long as you don't hurt anybody else in the process. And I've never had anybody really able to give me any really a good argument that smoking marijuana is going to cause great harm to society.
Yeah, that's something we've asked on a number of occasions is, you know, just what is the harm? And oftentimes our opponents just simply start talking about children and young people. And we certainly don't want young people to be using marijuana or to be exposed to marijuana. But the fact is it's out there and adults are using it. And, you know, obviously we don't need to criminalize an activity. Look at alcohol. We allow adults to use that. Look at sex. We allow adults to do that. And a good example is look at tobacco. I mean, tobacco use in Colorado is at an all-time low. And we didn't have to arrest anyone to get there. And that really speaks volumes. I mean, why is it that to get people to stop using tobacco, a drug that kills hundreds of thousands of people a year, we didn't have to arrest anyone. We just had to educate people. But when it comes to marijuana, for some reason, we need to make criminals out of people. It just doesn't make sense.
Because there's money in it, I think.
Well, you know, that's certainly a point. And if marijuana were regulated like tobacco and alcohol, we'd see, you know, millions of dollars coming into the state that could pay for some very important services.
Plus, I also think we'd like to live in an environment and a society where we're constantly threatened.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a shame that people have to live with the fear of arrest simply for using a drug less harmful than alcohol.
Oh, I would agree. All right. For those who want to see this billboard, where's it going to be?
It's going to be just across the street from Invesco Field at Mile High, which is it'll be on about 1845 Federal, so in between 18th and 19th on Federal Boulevard. And it's also available online. You can see it at saferchoice.org or saferdenver.com.
All right. Mason, thanks so much for your time, man.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. There's Mason Tvert. And you can go see this billboard at 1845 Federal Boulevard. All right. We'll move to open phones. 303-71-370-600. And also, President Bush today vetoed legislation expanding the Children's Health Insurance Program by $35 billion over 5 years. Bush quietly exercised the veto at 10 a.m. before leaving the White House for a trip to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to discuss the federal budget and taxes. Oh, really? Yeah, sure. Okay. About how much we're spending in Iraq every second, how much that's costing us, and also about the GAO report that's out today about government waste and travel. Congress sent the legislation expanding the state's Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, to the White House on Tuesday. It's our hope that the will of the American people that the president will sign the bill into law on behalf of the future. It's right for no less than 10 million reasons, our children, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a joint statement. The Senate voted 67-29 Thursday to expand the program. Bush has said it's a step forward towards universal coverage, which is, you know what, absolute frickin' nonsense. When in the world is this guy going to put something like kids in America ahead of his corporate insurance buddies? He says he opposes that on philosophical grounds. The program would double the amount of kids covered from 4 million to 8 million. I mean, even Orrin Hatch was behind this. He said, it's very difficult for me to be against a man I care so much for, he told colleagues on the Senate floor before the vote. It's unfortunate that the president has chosen to be on what to me is clearly the wrong side of the issue. And you know what? Public opinion polls show once again that this guy is on the wrong side of the issue. He's on the wrong side of the issue. What kind of country do we live in here? No wonder people are apathetic. No wonder people are apathetic. I understand it. I understand it. I get it totally. I get it 100%. And it makes me feel apathetic at times, too. All right, anything you want to talk about? You want to talk about SCHIP? Anybody angry about this, or am I like the only one? And I am. 303-713-7600. How do you tell a kid? How do you deny health care for kids? Well, I'm not going to pay for their parents who are irresponsible. Oh, okay. Well, let's punish the kids for the actions of the adults. You want kids to go to school? You want them to be successful? How about this? How about proper nutrition? Proper health care?
One of the other arguments you hear, Jay, is that, you know, a kid is considered up to 25 years old and how much would be taken.
That's not true. According to the legislation that I read, and even if it was true, what are you going to do? You're going to turn around to a 24-year-old and say,
right.
And that's, you don't get any health care?
Are most 25-year-olds out there making the amount of money they're going to be making their entire life?
No, they're trying to go to college.
They're just getting started.
They're trying to get through things. And, you know, when you're 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, you haven't got any money. Unless you're a frickin' trust fund baby. You haven't got any bread. I remember those days. Hell, I don't have any money now. It's 9:17, 70 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600, open phones. Anything you want to talk about, anybody you want to rear up and scream about S-Chip, it's okay with me because I think it's a disgusting that a country this big, this powerful, and this great, and we'll just say, you know, no to kids. Nah, get lost. Nah, no to kids. Oh, but by the way, don't you dare go Halloween. Don't you wear your costume to elementary.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
A protective system with a lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty and will protect your home from the elements. Think about never having clean your rain gutters again. Learn about the difference between Leaf Guard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them that I sent you. Say, hey, Jay Marvin sent me, and you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. So compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what Leaf Guard can do for your home. And how about never having to clean your gutters again? Man, that'd be great. Leaf Guard, tell them Jay Marvin sent you. The number again, 303-289-1409.
I was a slave to smoking.
If you're a smoker, you need to hear about a free trial offer that could set you free from addiction once and for all.
I tried the gum, the pills, and the patches. But I knew I hit rock bottom when not even my mom dying from emphysema could stop me from smoking.
Medical science has discovered a new way to eliminate addiction in smokers. And this breakthrough product is now being released to the public without a prescription. It's called Zero Smoke. And right now, you can participate in a free trial. Call now. 1-800-300-3163.
Now, I am so done with smoking. I did it for me. I did it for my kids. I did it for my mom.
Find out how you can participate in a free trial of Zero Smoke by calling 1-800-300-3163. 1-800-300-3163. That's 1-800-300-3163.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9, Jay Marvin fighting back in an era of victimization. Oh my God, it's creeping socialism. They're attacking Christmas. I mean, it's just like, oh man, it's the repeated culture of victimization. High today, 80, sunny, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, including Bush vetoing the S-CHIP program. Which even Orrin Hatch, conservative Republican from Utah, didn't want to go along with. And you know what this is about. This is about the amount of funding for S-CHIP, really, is what it's about. A Washington Post poll ABC News poll conducted September 27th through the 30th found 72% of those surveyed support an increase in the spending on the program, while 25% opposed it. The margins, the poll's margin of error is 3 percentage points. The minority runs the country, ladies and gentlemen, not the majority. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ann in Centennial. Ann, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. You know, I have a question maybe for you or for the listeners. You know, the Republicans and the people against the SCIP program throw around this number of $80,000 a year that, you know, the guidelines are 200% above poverty level.
Right, exactly.
And if you figure that, that comes out to a family of four making anywhere from $41,000 to $43,000 a year.
Which would be about right.
Right. But even George Will and Gingrich this weekend, George Will in his little op-ed in Newsweek, he said 200% poverty, which is correct, and then he went on to say that a family of four making $80,000 a year could collect. Now, where did they get that?
I don't know, because I looked for it, too, and couldn't find it, and I don't know where they get it. But once again, they're famous for doing the same thing over and over again, which is to throw stuff out like that, and nobody stands up to them and goes, well, where did you get it from, and tries to challenge them on it. And even if that were true, let's just say it were true, okay, then what would prevent them from coming up with something more that would be more to their liking in a bipartisan manner? I mean, there are also Republicans who did break ranks and did vote, like Orrin Hatch. 18 Republicans joined the Democrats in voting for this thing.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, maybe we should write Newsweek and say, all right, George, I mean, where did you get it from?
Where did you get the number? Now, if he had said $80,000 for a family of eight, okay, you know, $80,000 for a family of eight, it sounds like a lot of money, but you know what? If you have six children, that means you've got probably a husband and wife that are both working, making $40,000 a year. And they probably don't have, you know, 2 cents to spare.
You know, here's my feeling. My feeling is that if the people that are in this government, our representatives, regardless of party, if they can't provide kids in this country with health care, if they can't work out a workable solution so that we can have affordable health care coverage in this society, then they need to give up their own health care coverage, because apparently socialized medicine works for them.
You know, I'd also like to know where the pro-life people are, because, you know, if you're passionate about children before they're born, shouldn't you be passionate about caring for them after they're born?
Well, I think that's a good question. I mean, where are James Dobson? Where are all of these people who rant and rave? How come they don't have anything to say?
Nothing. Archbishop Chaput. I mean, I'm Catholic. I consider myself a very proud pro-life Democrat. But, you know, gosh, where is he now?
Well,
you know, he helped get Bush elected. Now I'd like to see him say something about this.
Well,
I mean, I'm just so angry.
I know it. It's disgusting. Who can blame people who just want to, you know, sit out there, listen to Mix FM, and check out?
But don't you think the religious right should check in on this one? I mean, good grief. Children without health care.
I know it. There's no shame here.
None.
But we can spend all this money on Star Wars, this outdated technology for, you know, designed on the Cold War. We can spend all that bread, and there's no proof that that system works. We can blow all this bread in Iraq, because all of these contractors are getting rich. I mean, we can do all of this stuff, but we can't do anything for kids.
Yes.
What self-respecting American thinks that this is a good idea? Well, according to the polls, nobody agrees with it except 29%.
Right, you know, and the other thing that is always at the bottom of the article is that this is paid for by an increase on cigarette. It's a cigarette tax. It's a 61-cent increase. Now, it's paid for. It's not coming out of anybody's pocket. And or George Will is saying, well, then we're counting on everybody, you know, smoking more. Well, what kind of logic is that?
foul logic, and if you don't want people to smoke, and you don't want to pay, first of all, you don't want to pay the tax, don't smoke.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe it would cause people to smoke less, so we maybe down the road have to figure out another avenue to pay for it. Hey, that would be fine if, you know, fewer people smoked, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I just can't see where anybody thinks that this is a partisan issue. Well, there's 18 Republicans who don't think it's a partisan issue.
Yeah, I know.
No health care for, you know, S-chip, gone. Well, hopefully they'll bring it back up again.
Right. But if any, all I say is, if got any listener out there that's for this program and can explain why they come up with this figure, if they'll come up with anybody to $80,000 to $90,000 a year in income and then say people can collect, I'd like to know where they're getting it. That's all.
Yeah, I would too. Thanks, Ann.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Here's an email. Jay, hi, I live in Broomfield, not but a few blocks from Cole Elementary, and I think it's dumb for them to basically ban Halloween. I grew up in Broomfield. I work here and still live here, and let me tell you about the Broomfield people. These people are stuck on themselves here. It's sad it wasn't always like this, but I serve these people every day at work, and most of them think they are holier than thou. I'm not sure at all whether it took some richer parent to step in to the school and buy Halloween, because somehow Halloween is offensive to their religion. The town is falling apart. The rich are in control. They even had our 4th of July fireworks moved into the rich part of town from where they have been for 20 years. What's next? My workplace started last year to be opened on Christmas Day. I'm getting tired of this town, these people, and this state anymore. Too many brain stems. Well, I don't know. I don't know if people in Broomfield are like that or not. I don't have any idea. But oh, here's a guy. This is from Bill. Living your entire life promoting the use of a drug. Wow, what a real badge of honor. Maybe he'll win a Golden Bong Award. What a lame way to live your life, organizing pro-pot rallies. Maybe you should talk about how dropping acid helped you, Jay, how it made you so more enlightened than your conservative counterparts. Way to represent, man. Maybe you could play some White Rabbit. Oh, okay, will do, for bumper music. Far out, man. Let's dim the lights, and he gets into this whole thing. And this is one of these crank guys who sends numerous emails under different email names. And if you're incapable of understanding the idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and the wasting of taxpayer dollars, then, you know what, who cares? Oh, and here's the same guy who sends me an email under a different name, and he says, Star Wars, what decade are you living in? Okay, well, all I suggest you do is go look at Newsweek and go look at the missile defense plan that was in Newsweek 3-4 weeks ago. It's incredible that we have people listening to this show who have nothing better to do but send emails under different names and just make absolutely stupid and uninformed comments. 9:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600, and we'll take more of your calls coming up right now. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound I-25, a little sluggish still if you're trying to get into downtown I-70 to Spear, but otherwise pretty good ride. We're looking much better along the Thornton-North Glen stretch. Northbound I-25 stacking up a little bit as you come through the bridges there between Downing Street and Alameda. We do have a two-vehicle crash off on the right shoulder westbound I-70 at Federal. And weather outlook today should be a nice sunny and warm day with a high of 81. Right now, partly cloudy, 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard, and not just...
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together, we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology, such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
100-700-0141.
Experience the magic of the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets at denvernutcracker.com and receive $5 off each ticket. Presented by the Salvation Army.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Forsake Halloween. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 80. Here's a email from Damien. Perhaps if you were not so attached to defending your position while disallowing all others, you would have heard the principal saying that decisions are made on the basis of equitability. I heard that over and over again and asked her to describe what she meant by that, and she couldn't do it. Princeton's WordNet defines equitability as implying justice dictated by reasons, conscience, and natural sense of what is fair to all. In my world, the criterion of equitability is a good one. Oh, really? So, in other words, the majority should be deprived by the minority, and not only that, but when you propose an equitable way to solve the problem, that's still not good enough. What is your main criteria for demanding that Halloween be celebrated as part of the school day? My main criteria for that is that elementary school kids can have fun every once in a while, and it's harmless fun, and why the heck not? Because it's been going on in this country for a long, long time, and it doesn't hurt anybody, and it makes their day special. And good Lord, you want them to have a good time at school. You want them to be interested. You want them to be connected. And there's all kinds of literature and other things that you can introduce surrounding Halloween. Your disrespectful treatment of the principal and other callers, for example, your name-calling and your propensity not just talk over others, but to drown them out, detracts from your ability to make your point, and I missed it. No, yeah, I made it several times. You just never heard it. And pushing somebody to get an answer is not being disrespectful. I've said this a million times. This is not community radio. I mean, if you want an environment where the talk show host goes, let's go to Bob in Arvada. Bob, what's your opinion? That's not what this show's about. It never has been. What I did hear was that you think kids need to learn about life. What do they learn by having a party during a school hours that they cannot learn by having a party on the weekend? I already made that clear, I think. Perhaps you should take a leaf from Mario's book. He knows how to discuss rather than ride roughshod over others. He shows respect for his callers by his manner, not just by saying empty words like, with all due respect, after listening this to his show, I feel as though there is hope for the world. After listening to your ranting and raving and attacking, I feel like putting the covers over my head and giving up on humanity. Oh, we could only be so lucky. By the way, when will Mario be back? Well, you know, if the show's too much for you, Damien, or whatever the heck your name is, hey, hit the dial. Go somewhere else. Doesn't bother me. Okay, let's go to Liz in Denver. Liz, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
God, wow. What a bunch of killjoys.
Of course, they all are. They're all like these, you know, coffee table, latte sipping, phony intellectuals.
Well, and you know what's funny about it is I started thinking about this, you know, because I used to teach, and I can't stand it anymore because everybody is just thinks they know what is best and we should do this and we should do that. And it's like, you know, first and foremost, it's the kids. And it's like, let them have some fun. They are kids. And the irony here is that what a way to teach intolerance, but to not celebrate something.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like, how are they ever going to know what something is unless it's celebrated? And it's like this nonsense of you know, we've got to be all inclusive. You're being exclusive. I mean, the thing is, how are these kids ever going to even know what any of this stuff is unless it's done? We want this drone society. We're all the same. The kids have to all be, and it's like, you know, what a bore. Oh, they can go to it on the weekend. You know, are these people so old and cold-hearted that they don't remember what being a kid was like?
Well, I have the exact same feeling, and I think that's what really fuels my anger, is that it's like, what? They can't figure this out, and they can't understand it, and you want to make school as attractive to kids as you possibly can, so 1 hour out of one day is you know, is a big thing, and you got to stomp on it, because these folks spend a million years telling you about what we can't do, how we can't get this done, how we can't do that, and they don't have any kind of solutions, and they don't have any plan to step forward and get anything done except to sit there and bitch. That's basically what they're about.
Well, exactly. And I mean, the thing is, I get so you're always going to have somebody complain about something. Always. It's never going to end. So you know what? You strike a balance, and it's like, okay, let's at least have some fun with the kids. Is that too much to ask from people anymore? Well, we can't let our kids do this. We can't let our kids do that. Oh, my God, what is happening to people?
I don't know.
We're raising a bunch of weenie kids that never have any fun, that don't know how to do anything, because the parents are so fearful. It's like, you know, they're kids. Let them be kids. People are forgetting that.
Well, but we're scared of everything these days. Liz, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Bob in Golden. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Off the topic that I called you about, but I did trick-or-treat as a kid, and my biggest fear was getting a whopping stomach ache because my parents never regulated the chocolate intake afterwards.
Yeah, that's learning your lesson the hard way, right?
Every year. We had 35 homes on the street, and you got a bag of chocolate you couldn't consume in a week, but we did.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I also smoked pot as a kid, and I never became a crackhead.
Yeah, I smoked pot as a kid too, and never ripped off a liquor store, never went to jail for anything worse than hitchhiking, and we all turned out to be criminals from smoking marijuana. You're right.
But we digress. What I called you about earlier, you said we're apathetic. I'm not apathetic. I listen to your show, I listen to Tom, I listen to Mario, and I want to scream, and I want to do something, but I got to tell you, most of us out there really believe there's not a darn thing that all the letter writing in the world's going to do. And I am frustrated, and I am looking to you for some guidance other than writing letters. How am I supposed to get over my belief that country's run by fascists. It doesn't matter whether the Dems or the Republicans are in and how noble their aspirations when they run for office. Once they get there, they go to work in the morning. There's a stack of letters on one side from Joe Citizen saying, here's what we want you to do. On the other side, there's a stack of checks saying, here's the legislation that we're paying you to pass.
Well, I think it's easy to think that, but I don't think that every legislator fits into that category. Now, being there in Golden, is your congressman, who's your congressman?
Perlmutter.
Okay. Now, have you ever gone to one of his government in the groceries?
Yeah.
I mean, he sits there and listens and writes that stuff down, and I have seen him personally help people out and listen to their concerns, and he does care, and he works overtime. I mean, this last government in the grocery that I did with him last Saturday, this is a perfect example. He had lost his mother-in-law, but he was still there. He wasn't going to disappoint and let his constituents down. This is a guy who is very, very dedicated to doing the right thing. And how you change things is you support people like him, and you support people who think closely to the way you do, even though you don't get exactly what you want all the time, but at least they're willing to listen, and if you can get what you want 80% of the time, then that's better than no percentage of the time. And my experience is that Congressman Perlmutter and Congressman Udall, both of them, who I like very, very much, and also Governor Ritter, who I like very, very much, they are very, very thoughtful, thoughtful people who will listen to what others have to say.
As individuals.
And then carry that forward. And that's
in aggregate, when you get them to Washington, in aggregate, they don't seem to be passing the laws that are forward thinking and look at sustaining our civilization.
Well, I think that they try to do that. I think that they lose sometimes. I think that they don't get what they want. But the message there is that you just got to get more Perlmutters, and you got to get more Udalls in there.
How do we do that?
By getting involved in people's campaigns. By carving out a little bit of bread, not a lot, because most of us can't afford a lot, but even if it's $25 a month or $50 a month or whatever it is you can cough, get involved with somebody's campaign or get involved with a issue-oriented group that you believe in and back, and give them the money and spread the word about them and get involved. That's how you do it.
So when I spread the word, you know what I hear from people when I try to be a pragmatist and tell them where I think we're going and what our major problems are? They say, stop dwelling on the negative. We want to be happy. We don't want to think about where they're
going. Well, I think there's some people...
30 years.
Yeah, you're going to get that, but then you have to draw the line. You have to connect the dots for them about how this is going to affect them not only now, but it's also going to affect them down the line and about the situation. And some people... You can make some headway with. Other people, you can't make any at all.
Well, most of them are so frightened that they don't really want to look at the big picture. And
I don't think that's true. I think they're inundated. I think that they're inundated and that there's a wide belief out there that everybody is the same and that nobody can affect any kind of change. And sometimes it seems that way, but you got to keep pushing, and you got to keep working for the future. And don't think that I don't have my times when I drop back and say, oh, my God, what am I doing? But you have to. What other choice do you have? You have no other choice except to keep moving and keep pushing and keep trying to at least slug it out. And you can regulate the amount of slugging out you do from a lot to a little, depending on your emotional mood. You either have that choice or you drop to the ground and you die and let these folks roll over you.
I'm trying not to do that.
Well, don't do it. I mean, you know, in other words, don't do it. Congressman Perlmutter, for instance, is going to need money to run for re-election. So, you know what? Shoot him $25. You'll feel better for it. Call his campaign headquarters and ask. Say, hey, what can I do to help out? Call Congressman Udall's campaign headquarters in Westminster. What can I do to help out? Get involved some way. Do something. Because you know what? You'll feel a lot better for it. And you'll especially feel a lot better for it at night. Trust me. It's a wonderful tonic.
I appreciate the booster, Jay.
Bob, now I need you to call me and boost me up.
Okay.
When I'm dragging it, man, pound me over the head.
I try.
All right, Bob, thanks.
It's about my third time, and usually I boost you up a little bit.
Good man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Golden's a wonderful place, too. I'd love to live in Golden. Let's go to Ben in Lakewood. Ben, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jake. I just wanted to talk about how they Halloween back when I was in elementary school about 17 years ago. One of the children decided to dress up as a Nazi and ruin the fun for everybody. But it was back the next year as Book Character Day, in which we all had to read a book, write a short report, and dress up as that character. And I feel we still got that Halloween spirit because, you know, there's books about everything, so you can be pretty much anything you want.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think it's a wonderful idea, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we used to do that up at Wilmot Elementary up in Evergreen. We were real bummed when they canceled Halloween for the first time, but it seemed like an acceptable replacement, and it didn't seem to offend it wasn't pagan, it was a learning experience, so.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Also, I wonder why they just didn't take that kid who came dressed as a Nazi and just say to him, look, man, I mean, you can be into World War II, but, this is not appropriate, and you're going to offend some students, and so, therefore, if we were you, we'd go home and change.
Right, yeah, I believe they had a conference with the kid's parents. And I'm not quite sure they kept that kind of closed door, but they definitely canceled Halloween for that day. They sent us all home, so.
Well, I'll tell you something, that character book idea is a really good one.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it worked out fine for us. We had it for the rest of my school career there. And it got kids to read, and that's always good.
Yep, that's extremely good. Hey, man, great call. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
Okay, we'll see you. 303-713-7600. Do people even read books anymore?
Not if we don't have to.
Well, I still do. You know, I should ask that question someday. All right, call me and tell me what was the last good book you read. Anybody answer that? Or are we watching Dancing with the Stars, in which Elio Castroneves will win? But does anybody read any books anymore? John, last book you read?
The last book I read was Who's Your Caddy by Rick Riley. Was the last book I read.
Okay.
No pictures even, and I read it.
All right. You want to know the last book I read?
I'll guess the Wes Clark book.
No. I'm still not done with it. I'm in the middle of reading it.
Oh, I'd say the Eric Burdon book.
No. French Kiss with Death about Steve McQueen and the making of the movie Le Mans. 949.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Golf course and
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death.
At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
And talk to the folks out there and find out exactly what I've been talking about now for the better part of 11 years, and that's Rocky's Autos. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. You don't get that kind of mileage unless you do something right, and they do something right. They treat you right. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Tonight on NBC, it's Bionic Wednesday. First, Deal or No Deal. Howie throws in five $1 million cases.
I'm telling you, it's very huge.
Then, fall's most exciting new show, The Bionic Woman. Critics are saying The Bionic Woman is already on the must-see list. Followed by the season's most fascinating new crime drama, Life. It's Bionic Wednesday, tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
The Petco Anniversary Sale, the biggest sale of the season. Virtually everything store-wide, from treats to beds to toys to all your favorite brands of pet food at incredibly low prices. Save on assorted bags of your favorite dog and cat food brands, like $7 off Hill's Science Diet, $6 off Iams, Pro Plan, and Nutromax, and $5 off Nutro Natural Choice and Royal Canin. The Petco Anniversary Sale. Save on the absolute lowest prices of the season on thousands of items at Petco, where the pets go.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I don't mind the guy dancing with my girl.
54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high of 80. J. Marvin, combative but caring. And you ask and you'll receive out of this audience. And here's a guy who sent me John sent me an email. And I can't believe that he's like, and you go to AM760.net to do that. I can't believe he likes the same authors I do. Last book I read, Poor People by William Volman. Now reading Europe Central by the same author. Good stuff. William Volman is a great author, and I've got several autographed books by him, and I've met him before, and he's a nice guy, too. A little strange, but he is really a good author. Here's Meg in Colorado Springs. Meg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, excellent. I was going to let you know, I know where that $82,000 came from, the figure that everybody's passing around there for a family of four.
Yeah, where did it come from?
It came from, it's actually happening right now under the current S-CHIP. New York and a couple other high cost of living, high income states asked for a waiver to go to 300% of the poverty level. This is where this figure has come from that everybody's tossing around. We kind of forget being out here that poverty level varies from state to state rather than this national number of X. In some states, you could get away with, you know, poverty level and be in good shape. In New York City, obviously, you can't. You can't rent at that rate.
No, you're right. You absolutely can. And I'll tell you something. As somebody who has worked in big and small towns, the lure of going to these big cities like Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, you name these places, the lure of going there is, oh, I'm going to make more money than I'm making now. But then you add in the cost of living, and it shrinks. You're absolutely correct about this.
So this is where that number's come from. Now, what they keep throwing it around is, again, it's their standard accuse everybody of lying when you're doing the lie. And that's where that particular number came from. And by the way, my last book I read was To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee.
Ooh. Good book.
Yes. I read it back in junior high school, and I'm reading it now because my 14-year-old is currently going through the book, and I wanted to be able to answer questions intelligently when reading it.
That's a great novel. I tell you, when I'm done with this book about Steve McQueen, then the next book I'm going to do, I'm going to reread, which I reread every year, and I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to reread On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
That's an excellent book as well.
Boy, books are marvelous, aren't they? I don't know how anybody can survive without reading.
Well, you know, when I'm doing a lot of commuting, I don't get to read that much, but I always go ahead and pick up a book on CD if I've got a long trip and plug it in and go that way.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who do that. That's becoming a bigger and bigger and bigger thing, and also putting books on iPods is another big thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't care how you purchase an artist's work, as long as you do, and as long as people continue to read. I just try to read, like, two non-politicals, and then I'll do a political, and then a non, and a political. You know, mix it up a little bit.
Yes.
So you're not reading all of the same stuff.
Oh, no, because then you get too crazy one direction or the other.
Yeah, absolutely. Meg, thank you. Great call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Springs is one of my favorite places, too. Here's David in Conifer. David, you're on AM 760.
Hey, morning, Jay.
You got about a minute, man. Make use of it.
I'll do it quick. David Obey and Jack Murtha and another congressman brought up an idea to have a tax surtax for the war, 2% on low income, 12 to 15% on high income,
right,
so that we pay as we go. Pelosi's not going to bring it up. So I'm asking people to, if you think it's a good idea, that we pay as we go, and I think this will end the war as quick as anything.
I think the best idea. You know the best idea to end the war, and I argued vociferously against this, and I'm definitely changed my mind.
What?
The best way to end the war, cut off the funds. And the majority of the American people want it done, and damn it, we ought to go ahead and do it.
But they're not going to do it.
Then they ought to pay for it at the ballot box, man, because that's what the American people want to do. Let's end this thing and get out of there.
But right now, we're just taking money from our kids. I mean, we're not paying for it.
I know. We're not. Well, most people.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL.